Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, this very evening from Africa, we are welcoming you to yet another edition of Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 8th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 2.5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, 2.5 minutes past 7 p.m. in London, in Biafraland, and the same time past the top of the hour, wherever you are, across the entire 24 time zones where we have Biafrans and friends of Biafra listening to this very edition this evening, we must welcome all of you. We do so by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. I remember especially those brave Biafrans who are in the far eastern part of the world, those of you in Malaysia, those of you in Thailand, those of you in China, those of you in Japan, the Biafrans we have in Australia, the Biafrans we have in Indonesia, those of you in the Philippines, the Biafrans in Vietnam, those of you in Hong Kong, those of you in Taiwan, the Biafrans in South Korea, we remember each and every one of you awake at this very moment listening to us. You are the reason why we do what we do, coupled with the very fact that man did not determine that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiama determined when to send us, and we have come. Our job is to preach the gospel of the restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Our job is to prepare the minds of the people to go and serve their God, the one true living God, Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, and the Lord of hosts. That is why we are here, to preach a gospel of truth, honesty. We are here to preach a gospel of redemption. We are here to make sure that those people that we have slaughtered unceremoniously, those 3.5 million people killed for no other reason than the fact that they are the children of God, we are here to do justice to their memory. The same way that our dear governor of Akwa Ibom State, Godswill Akpabio, has kicked it off, we are here to usher in the kingdom of heaven on this earth. We are here to bring about Biafra and nothing else. If you hear us talking about our beloved country all the time, if we make one sentence with Biafra in it, if we make 10 sentences and in each and every one of them there is Biafra, you must forgive us. It is our homeland. It is where we come from, and it is a place we are extremely proud of. We are here to make sure that the dignity and the honor stripped away from us as a result of the colonial conquest of the children of God is restored, is brought back to what it should be, that our honor that was taken away is brought back, that our integrity that has been destroyed is brought back, that the creeping Islamization, the very painful creeping Islamization of the children of God is brought to an end. We are here to ensure that the reign of the likes of Rocha Sokorocha, that the evil that is P2B is held to account, and that the people must one day pass judgment on them. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, I must welcome you. Wherever you are, I must remind you that Radio Biafra is the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. I must remind each and every one of you that what we are doing, mere mortals cannot do it. I must remind you that what we are doing is not by any power of ours. We must remind you that what we are doing is to ensure that the glory of God is restored in time, that the glory of Chukwu Abiama abides with us forever. That is why we do what we do. And that is why we preach this gospel without relenting, without flinching, without retreating. Neither are we contemplating surrender. Our job is to get Biafra, but mine is very personal. My job is to seek the complete destruction of the Zoological Republic. Nigeria will be destroyed completely. From myself, I don't know for other Biafrans. As for me, the name Nigeria will no longer exist. I will not rest until that name is expunged from every geography book. I will not rest until the abominable name, the contraption, the name given to us by a prostitute, no less, that very name after a river, that very name that confirmed that everybody bearing a Nigerian is an animal, that very name that has brought shame and humiliation, the name that has brought death and destruction, that same name will face the same fate. We shall destroy it completely. We are here to preach this gospel. We are not here to broadcast in the usual style. We are here to do justice where there has been injustice. We are here to restore hope where there has been hopelessness. We are here to make sure that people enjoy life, that people are born into this earth as free beings, all equal before God and before the law, that everybody and everything that finds itself in the scepter in the holy land called Biafra will be grateful for it, because we are here to serve God. We are here to restore God's own kingdom on this earth, and we are doing so without fear before our enemies. We are doing so because we believe very fanatically in what we are pursuing. We believe that Biafra is life, and without Biafra, life is empty and meaningless. Without Biafra, we are already dead anyway. Only Biafra can resurrect us. Today is our Tweet Tuesday. If you have not tweeted, if you don't know how to tweet, you must ask those around you. You must tweet again. For those of you that tweeted before, you must tweet again. For those of you planning to tweet, you must tweet this very second. You must leave everything you're doing and continue tweeting. And in between, you must remind your friends and your family that the only way they can listen to Radio Biafra is by making sure that their families in Biafra land, that their families in the Zoological Republic has access to satellite receiver. They can do so by calling Radio Biafra. They can do so by also contacting our office at Enugu. Once you call Enugu, they will make arrangements to have it installed. If you're listening from anywhere else that is civilized and not the zoo, you should be reaching us via www.radiobiafra.co, www.peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, BiafraTelevision.co. If you download free Radio Biafra app from Android or from iTunes, you should also receive Radio Biafra. We must emphasize that Radio Biafra app is for free. We are here to do one thing and one thing alone: seek the restoration of the kingdom of God on this earth in absolute truth and honesty, with maintaining our incorruptibility. We cannot afford to be corrupt. Once we become corrupt, once we try to dabble into things we are not supposed to dabble into, once we begin to tell lies and to play games, Chukwu Abiama will withdraw his glory from us, and we shall fall by the wayside the same way those that came before us did. They have come and tried and failed. Chukwu Abiama has determined that we should come, and in so doing, we have been mandated to keep our hands very, very clean and upright, that we must, in all that we do, anchor it in truth and honesty, because Eziokubundu, we are here to make sure that the truth is spoken. Regardless of who is offended, we do not care. We must preach this very gospel, the gospel of truth, the gospel of redemption, and the gospel of hope. The only way you can listen to us live, uninterrupted and direct, is by going to any of our websites or listening post, is by installing a satellite receiver. You can do so by contacting the indigenous people of Biafra world headquarters at Enugu. We are the only people located in our capital. We are the only people answering to Biafrans at the United Nations. No other group of people, no other set of Biafrans, we are brave enough to do this. We are the only ones building a memorial to remember our war dead, the same way that today we are reporting that the governor, our own very governor of Akwa Ibom State, Godswill Akpabio, has done the same thing. He has remembered those of us from Akwa Ibom that died. Now we shall remember them worldwide. Governor Godswill Akpabio has kicked it off, and the 30th of May is the day we have chosen. We have also informed him that they also will be holding their own prayers of remembrance in Akwa Ibom Government House on that very day as well. Atikotekwene, the whole world will come to a standstill. We are going to honor those that fell, that we may live, those that sacrificed their blood, the children who we are starved to death by the duplicitous and conspiratorial Yoruba leadership led by Obafemi Awolowo. We are here to remember them. We are here to ask Chukwu Abiama to accept their spirit, and we are here to tell them that that work they started between 67 and 70, and that we are here to complete it before the end of 2015, or everything in the zoo will die. Wherever they run to, we shall pursue them and kill them there. We are not here to plead with anybody. When Lugard was coming, he never pleaded with anybody. When Lugard was coming, he never sought permission. When Lugard was coming, he never went to the nations of the world to seek permission to colonize the people, to change their culture and their way of life, to debase them, to join them with people who are heathenites and infidels, to join us with people who do not understand God. We are the children of God, directly descended from Chukwu Abiama himself, and we are here to do justice to that. And that is why the barrister has joined me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, is with me. I shall invite the barrister without further hesitation before we present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. I will invite the barrister to please do the honorable thing by acknowledging the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra who are spread all over the world, across the entire 24 time zones of the world. They are in every continent, in every country. They happen to be in every city, in every town. They are in every village. They are in every homestead. They are in every kindred, in every family. As long as they have access to the internet, as long as they have an internet-enabled device, as long as they have a satellite, they must and should be listening to Radio Biafra, because everybody listens to us. Governments of the world listen to Radio Biafra. Those in positions of leadership listen to us, and they do what we ask them to do. If you doubt us, go and ask Governor Godswill Akpabio. He will tell you that Radio Biafra told him to do a memorial, and he did, because he's an honorable man. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director, and good evening to you. Good evening to all of you out there, all Biafrans, wherever you are, friends of Biafra, those who are everywhere, east, west, north, or south, we salute you this evening as we gather together to always think, to always bring about, always idealize the best way to restore Biafra. This is what we do on Radio Biafra on a daily basis. We thank you for all the support you give us, your listenership, the financial support, your thanks for all we are doing. We give gratitude to all of you, and we respect all of you individually for all the support you've given to us. We thank you on a daily basis as you give us all we need from you, your audience, the particular prayers you all give it to us, and ask Chukwu Abiama to bless all we do, and he is blessing us on a daily basis. As we are about to give our news, views, and of course the analysis, please, we urge you to listen carefully and give us the best of what you can tell us on how to restore our nation, Biafra. That is what we do here, because every nation have the right to exist. Biafra is no different from United Kingdom. It's no different to Ethiopia. It's no different to America. There are human beings there that exist with the laws of man to obey. Why can't we do the same? Why did we go under? One nation is where Biafra will stand. We are fed up hiding under Nigeria that has expired since 31st of December last year. We don't want to be answering that zoological country called Nigeria. We are fed up with it. It has killed us. He has maimed us. He has beheaded us. We don't want it anymore. Our people, please rise up. Rise up and get up and do something before it's too late. You are all welcome to Radio Biafra this evening. And of course, we are listening to the director himself who will take us through to the news. Once you hear your name, please do not forget to turn off your listening devices. And of course, have your pen and paper to write something in case you have something to write about. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you very much, Barrister. I must, of course, you tweet every blessed day. So it's a rather a foregone conclusion, me asking you if you have tweeted today, because I know you have tweeted numerously today. Is there any way, please, you can use your good offices to encourage everybody that hasn't done this before, everybody that have not tweeted this very day, each and every soul, if you have not sent out a tweet to be able to do so, please, because people underestimate what Twitter can do. People underestimate the power of the media. Of course, you know, we are into buying and selling. We don't know all these things. We are only beginning to realize the potency of media now. We have started to exhibit. We have started to expose. We have started to bring to light Yoruba duplicitousness and their treachery. Can you please inform our people the importance and the need for them to send out a tweet? Your grammar doesn't have to be spot on. It doesn't have to be correct, as long as anything you write about has to do with the freedom for our very sovereign state called Biafra.
Yes, Director. Of course, since you told them, I think it was since 2 weeks ago, you told Biafrans and friends of Biafra to be tweeting not only on Tuesdays. I told you that I'm a hub. The information gets to me on a daily basis. I think since Friday, people are tweeting, men, women, new people are joining in. Those I know and those I do not know, they are all tweeting, Director. They are making headlines and headways. They are, I can attest to that. They are tweeting. Everybody is retweeting. Even those that have been retweeted are still being retweeted again and again and again. So they are doing very well, Director, and I congratulate all of them. Our men, our women, friends of Biafra, all of you, I congratulate all of you. Well done for all you are doing. Back to you, Director.
Thank you very much. That is the Barrister. The Barrister shall remain with me. I will now proceed to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary. On a day we are affirming once again the potency of what we do here, the intellectual output that pours forth from Radio Biafra Daily Worldwide Transmission. We are reporting today that what we are doing here, what we have done here, what we are yet to do on this very platform reverberates. It connects with people who are spiritually linked to their land, Biafra. That is why on this day, it gives me pleasure not just to present this very news, but to announce categorically that Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom, this very man, has honored Biafran heroes and heroines that paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. His act is commendable. This is the exemplification of bravery. This man should be saluted for his courage. This man should be honored for what he has done. Akpabio has done what Ohanaeze Ndigbo could not do for over 4 decades. For 45 years, Ohanaeze Ndigbo did not remember to honor the dead. For 45 years, Igbo leaders of thought did not remember to honor the dead. For 45 years, those perambulating with the name of Biafra did not consider it necessary or fit to remember the dead. For 45 years, no governor. For 45 years, no chairman. For 45 years, no group of people rose up to remember the dead, until Chukwu Abiama determined that Radio Biafra should come. Until Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. What Governor Godswill Akpabio has done is to tell the world that those that broadcast on this very platform, those that preach the gospel of Biafra every blessed day, that we are not mad, that we are not alone, that there are some people who are listening in secret. There are people who are with us in spirit. There are people who would like to join us, but they are waiting for the opportune time to be able to do so. God's will, Akwabio, has lent vindication to everything that we stand for by coming out very boldly to build a memorial in Akwa Ibom, to build a memorial to remember the dead. This man should be honored. That is our signature headline. Anything we ask you to do on Radio Biafra, please do it. We know what we are talking about. We asked Akpabio to do something, and he did it. That goes to show that there is sense and reason in what we are doing. Anybody who is against Radio Biafra, anybody who is against the indigenous people of Biafra, anybody that happens to be against what we are doing, that person is an agent of Satan. We ask you, if you disagree with us, to pick up the phone and call us. But they will not call us because they cannot survive it. One question from me and they will unravel. One simple question and they will go to pieces. They prefer to exhibit their stupidity. They prefer to exhibit their ignorance on other platforms where they cannot be held to account. Radio Biafra number is, if you wish to contact us before I continue the presentation of our news headlines, I am overjoyed. This very day, the spirit of those who died, the spirit of the children starved to death, they are resting better today because God's will, Akpabio, His Excellency Governor God's will, Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State, has done us proud. He has remembered them. And as we told you, we cannot forget them either. Our own memorial is coming. That memorial will be built in our capital, Enugu. That memorial will stand there as a testament. It will stand there for all time to remind humanity the injustice they visited upon the children of God. We are going to remember them. And on the 30th of May, we shall unveil it. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable. It is a temporary site. When we finish and our country comes, we will move it to a more permanent site where everybody will be expected to perform a pilgrimage to that very place at least once in their lifetime. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call if you have anything to say remains +447831308376. That is on Viber. The line for our coordinators is on. The line also for people to call us is there. It's simply Radio Biafra. We do not change. We are the same, always anchoring everything we do upon the twin pillars of truth and honesty. Governor God's will, Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State, honors Biafran heroes and heroines that paid the ultimate price that we may have freedom. We are also bringing to your attention what they are saying. Hausa people again. It is dangerous linking military to Boko Haram, according to Shetima. It is dangerous. And we're asking him, is it dangerous or is it the truth? I don't know why people run away from the truth. They tell you don't say it, but we are here to announce it. I sent out a post on Facebook. I said to people that if you're from River State and you say you're not Igbo, you are the most stupid idiot that ever walked the face of the earth. You must be an absolute fool. Go and look at the documents. They speak for themselves. They are there. There is a Afaruku somewhere in Port Harcourt. Where have they gone to? I am from Afaruku myself in Ibeku. And you say you're not Igbo. How stupid can you get? We must confront stupidity with facts. We must confront those who are ignorant with enlightenment. We must confront the blind with sight. We must confront the foolish with knowledge. That is what we are here to do. Without fear or favor, we are here to speak the truth because we know and firmly believe that truth must prevail. This is Radio Biafra. They are saying it is dangerous linking military to Boko Haram, according to Shetima. We are also reporting how we created Boko Haram according to the confab delegates, the sleepathon where you go to fall asleep. Some of them we are caught playing Scrabbles. Some of them we are caught sending messages on BlackBerry. These are the people discussing your future, the same people who have been in charge of the zoo for nearly 60 years and there is no light. They are the ones discussing the future and the way ahead. I would have thought that the youth of the country is the future, isn't it? The youth of tomorrow, the leaders of tomorrow, none of them is there, apart from a Yoruba carpenter. But that is the zoo for you. We must continue. How Clark's son arranged his own kidnap, according to the Movement for the Emancipation of Niger Delta, MEND. Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State, I cannot tire saying this. He has honored our heroes, and we expect you to do the same. The only way you can start honoring them from now is to start tweeting regarding 30th of May. That day you will take time off work. It's on a Friday. You will take the kids from school, withdraw them from school, tell the teachers that they are going to remember their relatives that died of starvation, of hunger, that they are going to remember those that were unlawfully killed, 3.5 million of them. That day we shall march to remember those that died that we may live. 30th of May, everybody should tweet on it. 30th of May is the day we remember those that made the supreme and ultimate sacrifice that the name Biafra may rise up and endure forever. We owe them so much. Anytime you mention Biafra, you remember those that fought in the trenches. You remember those that fought with their bare hands against men who are armed. You will remember those that the British people, British government killed. You will remember those that are victims or that were victims of the sponsored, calculated genocide and attempt to exterminate the children of God. We must remember them because without them, frankly, there will be no Biafra for you to be mentioning today. Because of them, this word Biafra has come to stay once again because it existed in time gone by. We are reporting also that delegates at the sleepathon going on is tying the zoo's problems to graft and insecurity. But who are the ones stealing the money? The same people at the confab. Ironic, isn't it? We are also reporting today that Nigerian women are dying to give life. Of course, they will die. Nigeria means death. The zoo represents death. If you are there, you are going to die. It's only a question of time. If typhoid doesn't get you, malaria will. If malaria does not get you, all manner of illness and disease will. If that escapes you, you will die in motor accident or air crash. If that escapes you, believe you me, as a woman, you'll be raped to death. If you are a man, you may be kidnapped and your head cut off by Boko Haram. If Boko Haram doesn't get you, then hopelessness will. That is the way it is in the zoo. Nigerian women are dying. Of course, we know that. You have to die if you're unfortunate enough to be called a Nigerian. The only thing that awaits you is shame and death. Sultan of Sokoto Alhaji Saad Abubakar accuses army of killing innocent Muslims. At least the leader. This is a man sponsoring the killing of women and children. This is a man that's unleashed another jihad, the same way that his forebears did when they conquered Hausa people. How Hausa people became so weak to allow the Fulanis to conquer them is beyond me. The Hausa people have a very proud history and tradition dating back for hundreds upon hundreds of years. The Hausa people had their own unique harbor civilization. How did the Hausa people allow a bunch of cattle rearers to conquer them is beyond me. That is what happens when Fulani enters into you. The same man that is sponsoring Boko Haram, the Sultan of Sokoto, Alhaji Saad Abubakar III, is now accusing the army of killing innocent Muslims. He is saying it a day after somebody reported to VOA that the army are the people who are in Boko Haram. They are trying to do what is called spin doctoring, trying to alter the news. You see them when a Hausa Fulani person tries to become a spin doctor, what happens? Because somebody confessed to the VOA that Boko Haram you're looking at is actually Nigerian army. Now the Sultan is coming out and saying, oh, that the army should stop killing innocent Muslims. Everywhere you go, it is these Muslims fermenting trouble and killing people. Everywhere. And you know the funniest thing? those that brought you Christianity, they are watching you as you're dying, you know. And every month your money goes to Rome. Every month your synod money goes to Canterbury. Every month you put money together and send to Yoruba land. None remains where you come from. That is why anybody with common sense supports Radio Biafra. If you have brain in your head, it was because we are the only people to have done something for you. Before us, there was nothing like this. Before us, nobody knew you existed. Now that we are here, they all recognize your rights to have your own country. Patience Jonathan is saying that he will back Amechi, sorry, he will back Wike, or whatever his name is, to Wike. They call him Wike, W-I-K-E. You see the stupidity we're talking about? This is Wike, N-W-I-K-E. But it's now he's from Ikwere, came from the river, from the Delta Creek. They are now Wike. My dear Lord, these people. World Bank is saying that Nigeria's new GDP should translate to better living standards. New GDP. I don't know this conspiracy of deceit. New GDP. New GDP. This is what World Bank is. New GDP should translate. What's the meaning of GDP? GDP, gross domestic product. Where in that is there electricity or water or employment? GDP. They think we are daft. This generation is not like those that got independence for the retarded backward people of Africa. We are enlightened, we are educated, and we are polished, refined. Don't play such games with us. GDP should translate to better living. What does that mean in common English? How do you translate GDP to better living standards? I'm asking the World Bank or who the idiot that is working with the zoo to produce this garbage of a report. GDP should translate to better living standards. Rubbish. And now the news in detail. This is Radio Biafra. We do not compromise. We don't take any prisoners. Anything on our part is destroyed completely. And we march on. We destroy you with truth and reason. That's all. If you are brave enough, you think you're intelligent, you think you're educated, you pick up the phone and you call Radio Biafra. Only 5 minutes, you will dissolve into thin air. Because for 18 years, we've been studying Biafra and nothing else. The stupidity of a black man, I have been studying. How stupid black people are. It has been my forte. I went to London Metropolitan. My first year at university. In fact, the first week, I met some friends from Tanzania and all over the place. Tanzania, Ghana. I had a friend from Cameroon. There was Victor Harrison. Incidentally, he's a fine man from Ikwere. And George Ogunka, also from Ikwere. We were together in a group. And Ayodele Dalgetty, who is from Guyana. Our group. At London Metropolitan University, where I studied, I told them that black people are stupid. They wanted to fight me. Before we graduated, they came to me and they were buying me drinks and food for free for almost 2 weeks, saying that I was right. I have studied the stupidity of an average black African for 18 years. That is why we dissect it here without mercy. They don't need mercy. You give them the truth raw. Let those that have ears and those who are capable of being saved, we should try and save them. The rest are beyond pardon. That is why Africa, there is no sewage system. Do you know that? There is no African country with a sewage system apart from South Africa. And who are in charge in South Africa? Amazing stuff. We must go ahead to preach this very gospel of truth and honesty. Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State and his wife, Unoma. What a very beautiful name. Unoma. Lady Valerie Ebe, Deputy Governor, Akwa Ibom State. Udo Kirian Akpan, Deputy Speaker, Akwa Ibom State. House of Assembly, Mr. Udom Gabriel Emmanuel. We salute all of you. As we mention your names, we salute each and every one of you. And I told people, it was announced on Radio Biafra. Oh, well, how about the minorities? Have you gotten Akwa Ibom and Cross River? And I'm looking at the idiots asking silly questions. My reply was very simple. I told you that the so-called people you're asking us to go and meet, Efik and Ibibio, they are more Biafran than you are. Some said no, they betrayed us before.
Who told you that Ibibio betrayed you? Never. It was, even Ogoni did not betray us. He was only one man, Ken Sarawiwa, that took some of his people. Even Ikwere did not betray us. It's just a handful of them. The real Ikwere people, those that understand, they are with us solid. When the time comes, they will rise up. They are more fanatical than you are. Is this not the proof here? I will mention their names again so you respect them for who they are. We give them every salute, every honor we give to them because they have done us proud. Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State and the wife Onoma, Lady Valerie Ebe, the Deputy Governor of Akwa Ibom State, Honorable Udo Kirian Akpan, the Deputy Speaker of Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly, Mr. Udom Gabriel Emmanuel, Secretary to the State Government, and the wife Martha, at the memorial service in honor of Biafran heroes. Amazing, isn't it? And everybody that died in this very struggle. Everybody. Akwa Ibom has honored them. On the 30th of May of this very year, next month, it will be your turn, wherever you are on this planet Earth, to honor those that died that you may live. Akwa Ibom has done it. And he's a governor in the zoo. He's a governor. He did not mind jeopardizing his political future and career. When Theodore G is scrambling about trying to be senator, Akpabio has done something. He doesn't give a damn. This is how men of honor behave. The same way that at Radio Biafra we don't give a toss what idiots think of us, as long as we preach the truth. Do you think if Godswill Akpabio had gone to P2P to say this one, what do you think P2P will say? He say, oh no, use the money to go and build a shopping mall in Maiduguri. Use that money to go and build a shopping mall in Sokoto. But this is a man of honor. He has done us proud, at least for this. Amazing. Amazing, 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 amazing. That is our principal news headline. There's nothing to add. Governor Godswill Akpabio listened to Radio Biafra, did exactly what we asked him to do. How about the other governors we told to do the same thing? Did they do it? The answer is no. And then, did I not tell you that those of them that you say are minorities? Nobody is a minority in Biafra. Nobody can be a minority in the father's compound. That is nonsense. They are not minority. They are Biafran people sharing the same ancestral heritage with us. They have done what we could not do. They have beat us to it. But as I will say to the governor, what you have done is in Akwa Ibom. We will go to the state capital, to the Biafran capital, which is Enugu, and unveil ours. And as time goes on, he will be able to go there and offer his quiet prayers as well. We are marching on. We are relentless. Formidable and relentless in our pursuit. Anything on our path, be it ignorance or man, will be completely annihilated. And we march on. If you're intelligent enough to challenge us, pick up the phone, if you're brave enough. And we shall continue. We are also bringing news this evening that these people that eat again, you know, WhatsApp people, you know, they know how to play politics. The Borno State Governor Kashim Shettima has described the alleged report linking the military to Boko Haram as unfair, most unhealthy and unhelpful in the ongoing counter-insurgency operation in the country. Is unfair, unhealthy? Is it the truth? People wonder why America is going forward, why Britain is doing well, France. What they want to know is, what is the truth? It doesn't matter how bitter it is. Instead of this man, this governor, to accept the truth and say, oh, how do we counter this problem? He's saying it's unfair, it's unhealthy. Is it the truth? If it is, then it must prevail. We continue. This was even as he said such act was inimical to the survival of the nation. He was worried that the reporting of this very news that the army are killing Christians, Nigerian army is involved in the killing of women and children who are Christians. Of course, we know that the Christian world is silent on this because they're not quite sure what they brought in the first place. Maybe they are the ones complicit in this very fraud. They have been found out. Boko Haram have exposed them. The Muslim world are there helping Boko Haram kill Christians. What are the Christian countries doing? They're not doing anything. We must continue. This man is worried that this very news report is capable of threatening the unity of the nation. Why are they worried? Everybody wants oil coming from Biafra land. He was reacting to a series of media reports that began last week, quoting an unidentified soldier who alleged that the top military leaders were aiding and abetting Boko Haram in elements. Of course, Radio Biafra has been reporting it for nearly a year. Do people want to know how we knew this? It's not, we have our people, by the way. And we can tell you that the entire brigade commanders under the overall leadership of Buhari, go and look for each and every unit commander that served under Buhari. You can't find them anymore. They are fighting with Boko Haram. You'll be amazed, isn't it? Maybe you come back next week and tell us that, they have found Buhari's number two at somewhere in Bama, in Borno, fighting. That's it. All of them, they had to give the little soldiers under them, under their command, to Boko Haram to go and lead the insurgency, to be killing you, the Christian. And my question is, what are Christian countries doing about it? The answer, sadly, is nothing. What are Yoruba Pentecostal pastors doing about it? Answer, nothing. And these are the people you worship. We must continue. In a statement personally signed by the governor yesterday, this is Governor Shettima of Borno, a copy of which was made available to a newspaper, he said, of all theories being alleged in connection with the Boko Haram, the most dangerous, as far as I'm concerned, is to raise such grievous suspicion around our security forces. Of course, you're a part of it. You are the one benefiting from Sharia law. They want to Islamize us. This is the media offensive. We will come to what the Sultan said later. This is how the houses operate. That is why we present the news the way we do. If we just read this news, an ordinary black African will not understand it, quite frankly, and that is the truth. That is why we have news discussion, as the barrister will put it, and not news reading. If you read it, I'm telling you, from now till next year, an average black African mind cannot comprehend this. What we are telling you is that a news broke that Hausa people in the army and the Fulani people in the army are busy killing people. They are the ones leading the Boko Haram attacks against ordinary Christians and Biafran people in the north. For releasing that information, they are now coming out to speak. This one is saying it is dangerous, and the Sultan, as you hear later, is telling us the army should stop killing innocent Muslims. What they are trying to do is what is called spin. They are trying to alter the news so you won't understand it with the help of Yoruba media. But we have Radio Biafra now. They can't escape it. We are telling the governor to go and sit down and drink more Fura de Nunu or whatever rubbish they eat in the north. They are all part of it. Is it the truth? Is what this soldier telling VOA, is that the truth? Yes or no? Before you go into the rubbish that they are talking about. Mad people. Insecurity again dominated debate at the ongoing national conference, even as Ogoni rights activist Ledum Mite accused leaders of being behind the emergence of Boko Haram. Have we not been saying it before? Did we not tell you that these are the same people funding Boko Haram? Ledum Mite, I know him personally. I have met him. I met him in 1999 in Port Harcourt in his office. We have gone far in this thing, you know, when I thought we were working with people from Igbo National Movement. I met him, spoke to him, said they are fighting for survival of Ogoni. What were Biafrans fighting for when you started Nigerian Army? Eh? You are fighting for Ogoni survival, yes. So what do you think we are fighting for in 67 to 70? Non-survival? See, people don't make sense. And they said they're educated. Here he is, a part of the Confab, or Confederacy. They are confabbing. Mite said government has shown that getting educated is not worth the effort of young Nigerians by failing to provide jobs to millions of graduates in the country. Other delegates also recalled it with nostalgia how the dreaded Boko Haram insurgent group was created by the activities of government at all levels. Mite, who is at the conference as a federal government delegate, said his area, the Ogoni Kingdom, has become the metaphor of what injustice means in Nigeria. You see how people are lying. This man is from a place where half of the people, they are stole properties belonging to their own cousins from across Imo River. Eleme is where my grand aunt was married to that patu. I used to go there on holidays. So I know Eleme, which is part of Ogoni, very, very well. They are Igbo people, for your information. He said, oh, we are Ogonis. Ogoni formed in the 1940s. Ogoni came to exist like the zoo in 1940. An amalgamation of four communities, four kindreds. He's saying that Ogoni, what do you think we have been suffering, my dear Ogoni activist? What have we been suffering? What do you think Biafra fought for? What do you think His Excellency, the general himself, what do you think he fought for? When you, your own people, cancer, we went and joined Hausa people. Now you're talking about injustice. And you think we'll let you get it because you want Biafra. We say, okay, let's cover this. We don't cover anything here. We expose it so you, shame will befall all of you for what you did. You are today suffering in Ogoni land because of your wickedness and your hatred towards your own people between 1967 and 1970. Do you think you go scot-free? No, you can't. Conference can't save you. There is no light in your village. We know that very well. Is there light? The answer is no. But you produce oil, don't you? Not you in particular. Oil comes from the ground. Do you have electricity? The answer is no. But in Abuja, you are in, you'll be in a swank hotel, very massive and beautiful, enjoyed by Hausa people, which is essentially your money. Because of your evil and your treachery, you people are traitors. Traitors to your own kind, and you deserve to suffer and to die for it. The militant group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta Men, has alleged fraud in the recent kidnap of Ebikeme. That is Ejikeme, you know. They say they're not Igbo. This is people from, they say it's Ejo, people, Ejo. Your name is Ejikeme. They say you're not Igbo. Oh, dear Lord. Ejikeme himself arranged his own kidnapping and wanted 500 million from the father. And the father paid it. And the World Bank is telling us to go and make sure the GDP affects the lives of ordinary Nigerians. One man, Edwin Clark, has 500 million to give to kidnappers. Where did he get the money from? From the National Treasury. These are the looting going on every blessed day, which is why they want one Nigeria. That is the news we have presented. The child arranged his own kidnapping. He became men. Is following in the footsteps of the father, where the senior clerk is amongst those that hatched the fraudulent Niger Delta amnesty program, which had only made billionaires of a few thugs and criminals at the detriment of millions of impoverished indigents and the peace and security of the region. Like father, like son. Your father is a criminal, therefore you become a criminal. My father is Ezeza Iokanu. Go and ask who he is. And I happen to be his son. My father abhors evil. My father does not lie. My father does not steal. He speaks in public. Go and ask after him. His full title being His Royal Majesty. I don't call him that. Because in Igbo land we don't have a king. Ezeza Iokanu. Go and ask. That is where I come from. He is my father. I don't lie, I don't cheat. Very clear. So there is no way I can arrange my own kidnapping. It's impossible. But this one did. Because the father is a rogue. That is what you are faced with. I cannot tire reporting this news. I'll read it once again. Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State and the wife, Onoma, Lady Valerie Ebe, Deputy Governor Akwa Ibom State, Honorable Udo Kirian Akpan, Deputy Speaker Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly, Mr. Udom Gabriel Emmanuel, Secretary to the State Government and the wife, Martha, at the memorial service in honor of Biafran heroes. Those that died. Everybody that died is a hero. Everybody that died in that very painful and difficult part of our history is a hero to us. With clear unanimity. Delegates yesterday, this is at the sleep pattern. You fall asleep, you collect 12 million on your way out if they don't carry your cups away, that is. With clear unanimity, delegates yesterday decried the increasing rate of insecurity and corruption in the country, noting that unless these two problems were adequately tackled, the country's search for peace might remain elusive. These are the people. Ask yourself, who are those going to the confab? They are past leaders and so-called influential political leaders, yes? And who has been in charge of the country for the past 58 years or thereabout? The same people. Who are responsible? Who are those responsible for the corruption, for the insecurity in the country? The same people at the confab. Isn't it exciting? Only in Africa, you see. Only in Africa. In any other part of the world where men want to go forward, these men should be rounded up and shot dead, or they should be in prison, whilst radical young men and women will converge to shape their country and their future, if at all they are serious. But these are the same old guard. They write one constitution, they abandon it. They have been going to, they have been confabbing for the last 50 years. They have produced nothing because their brains are empty, because they are black African people. Most of them can't reason properly. They can't reason, because if you can, how come there is no light in your village? That's what somebody said to me. That's when I castigate the stupidity of African people, and somebody comes, you're being too harsh. Ask the person, is there light in your village? They will shut up and run away, as usual. You are an engineer, you cannot engineer the road that leads to your house. You say we should call you engineer emeritus doctor, emeritus professor. There's no road to your village. And you are a civil engineer, professor of civil engineering. There is no road to your house. Nigerian women, they say they are dying to give life. Nkechi was full of life and a high spirit. She was 9 months pregnant and was already feeling the contraption of labor at well-spaced intervals. She had no expectation of the problems and was hopeful of a normal delivery. She woke up very early on the D-Day, dressed up and packed her bags. The hospital was over 25 kilometers away, so she had to wait for her husband to run around and get enough money to give to her for the trip. That very delay, running around to find money, and the woman is dead with the baby. Running around to find money. But they say they are the 26th largest economy in the world. We want you to go to the country of the 25th largest and see what is happening there. A woman is in contraption. A doctor, we see that is why it is a zoo. The people there, they are animals, regardless of their profession. A doctor will not treat you without you paying them money. But the first code in medicine is to save life, number one. The same thing happens in law. People don't know this. I don't know. The barrister will tell me. Every case you receive in your chambers, you must take it. I think it's the number one case. So I don't know how it was. In law and in medicine, you save lives. Your duty is to save life, number one. And secondly, in law, you take every case that comes to you. You don't choose. But in the zoo, do you know what happens? If you don't have money, you will die there. You will die and they will bury you. And tomorrow you come out and say, oh, call me a doctor. I'm a medical doctor. I read at Nsukka. I read at University of Ibadan. I read at Unica. No wonder. You've been on strike for the past 7 years. And on the last month, they gave you a certificate that you're not a medical doctor. That is why you don't understand the ethics of medicine. That's what it's called. Ethics of medicine. You save life before you ask for money. Don't you know that? But not in the zoo. Not in the zoo. We must continue. What is here to present that the world GDP, according to these people, nonsense. That the World Bank yesterday reacted to the 510 billion gross domestic. Can you see people lying? Even World Bank, of course, nobody's immune to corruption. People say, oh, even white people are corrupt. I said yes. Because Nigeria corrupted them. Because Nigeria takes money. Obasanjo just started it. That was how Wole Soyinka got his Nobel Prize. Even the Nobel Committee, they were bribed by Obasanjo. Because they wanted to give the Nobel Prize to an African writer. Ngugi Wa Thiong'o was there, Achebe was there, and also Amata Aidu was there, and also Wole Soyinka. How many books did Wole Soyinka write? I keep asking this question. How many books? Can anybody remember a book, a world famous book written by Wole Soyinka? And I asked the Nobel Committee, is that not a criteria for determining who wins the Nobel laureate? But Obasanjo gave them money. Even the Nobel Committee was bought over. Nigeria has gone to the World Bank and given them money to support them. So they can say, at least since he has failed on the part of Boko Haram, he's doing well on the economic front. Rubbish and bunkum, which I am sure the barrister himself will confirm and concur. The barrister is with me. The very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlaw. I will start by asking the barrister. I want to know what that term is called in law, where you don't refuse a case that comes to you. The first case you receive, you must treat it the same way that if a patient comes to you as a doctor, if they have money or not, you swore an oath. The ethics of medicine says you will save life first before demanding money. Barrister, are you with me? Barrister cannot hear me. Barrister Memezu, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. We must continue, and our lines will open very, very shortly. Our lines are going to open. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to call us, whilst we expect the barrister to try and rejoin us at some point. If you are joining us for the very first time, please, the number to call, as always, is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. This is Radio Biafra. We're opening our lines, and as soon as the barrister gets back to me, I shall take his analysis. I shall respond by taking his analysis, but right now we are going to the lines to make sure we take your calls, as many as possible today. Whatever you have to say, we allow you to say it. But one thing is obvious. We are letting you know that God's will, Akpabio is one of us. He has remembered those that died. He has used his good offices. He has done what he's supposed to do. Now it is up to you. We are now looking up to people. We are now asking Biafrans, wherever they are, to try and do the same thing, to try and honor those that died, that they may live. The number to call remains. That is on Viber, we must say so. +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. And on Skype, it is simply Radio Biafra. Just Radio Biafra, all one word. And if you are coming to us via the coordinators line, those of you that know it know how to get through that. It's Rapid Response 68, and we are moving on. I do not envisage any problems with our lines. Our lines are clear and open, and we have opened our lines. If you call us on Viber and we cannot take your call, we shall endeavor to call you back. We shall endeavor to call you back. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue on this very day, the 8th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. We are transmitting live and direct from Africa. And we are making sure that everything we do is geared towards sustaining the very effort to restore Biafra to its former glory. That is what we are doing. And we are not going to hesitate. We are not going to prevaricate. The only thing standing between us and Biafra is ourselves. That is why we need to prepare. That is why we need to steel ourselves. And that is why we need to do everything humanly possible to ensure that that happens. We are welcoming you. Please, if you haven't tweeted before, some of you may be tweeting. We ask you to continue doing so. You have to continue tweeting, because today is our tweet Tuesday. You must continue. Every Tuesday we send out Twitter. Every Tuesday we make sure that Radio Biafra and what we are preaching is heard all over the world. That it is heard all over the world. Let us attempt to see if we can take your call. Can the caller on Skype hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let us see if we have somebody on Viber. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes. Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from. You are our first caller today. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Director. First of all, my name is Ugochukwu Ezewankwo. I'm from Oko, Anambra State, and I'm living in China, to be precise.
You're in China. Please go ahead.
First of all, I must commend you for the good work you are doing for us, and I pray that the Chukwu Abiyama will bless you, that you may continue the good work you are doing in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Director, for the first time, we have seen somebody that is piloting us to the way forward. I really believe that it is a dream come true, and Biafra is really going to come to pass in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to bless you, and we shall achieve our dream in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on your good job, and may you continue, and nothing will ever happen to you in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. You're in China. Are you one of us?
I want to say.
Yes, thank you. Are you one of us in China?
I am.
Wonderful.
Yes, of course.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. You called us on Viber. Thank you very much, and God bless you too. We have another caller on the line this time around on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good afternoon. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, you are listening to my voice via Skype, so I will be talking to you. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Okay, Director, good afternoon. This is Emmanuel Shinasa. I'm calling from Mexico City.
From Mexico, thank you very much. We understand that great things are going to come from Mexico, and we are very, very excited. Please go ahead.
Oh, yes, you are working hard towards that. And I just want to thank you because I said hello to you since you moved down to Africa. And I'm happy, I'm very excited because you are somewhere in Africa.
Yes, I am.
And you say?
I'm in Africa, of course.
Yes, I say you are somewhere in Africa. Yes, maybe very soon it will be in Biafra land.
Yes, when I do so, I shall announce it. I am without fear before my enemies. I am in Africa right now, and because of the sensitive nature of my meetings with the people here, I am not at liberty to disclose that very location, because our enemies, they have crude oil money before they come here and start spraying money around and trying to confuse. You know, Africans are very poor. If you give them 4 barrels of oil, it's a lot of money. So we don't want them to be confused. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, that is okay because I don't cherish any news from that Baboon Republic here, as you are reporting about Doctor. I could remember when me and my friend took our daughter to hospital. And you know what the doctor said? The doctor said, "You can see I'm going to church. This is a lady that almost died, you know. And the doctor were telling us that he's going to church. We should come back."
Oh, God. Hi. Sometimes, anyway, I don't want to speak against some things. Go ahead.
So this is what happened in Baboon Republic. It's not even a zoo, Director, please. Because zoo is in order. Zoo have doctors. And the animal were treated. This is a republic. Or you call it Island of Baboon. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. Yes, from Malaysia. Your name, please.
My name is Emeka Obara.
Yes, Emeka, go ahead.
I am coordinator of CLAN in Malaysia here.
You are one of us. Please go ahead.
I want to thank you for the good work that you are doing for indigenous people here from all over the world. I want to commend Barista Mezu, Ikechukwu Enyago, and all the rest of them, Editorial Radio, Board of Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
I thank Governor Akpabio for bringing himself out to support the Biafrans. He is the only governor that brought out himself to support us. As long as he has done such a big thing, we will support him to be the first president of Biafra. Anytime, any day Biafra comes.
of
which
course.
Biafra is coming. It must come by next year.
Yes, of course.
Governor Akpabio is confirmed president. We commend him on that. To come for the news that you read, analyze. Hospital in that zoo, none of the hospital is working. None of them is working. When somebody has an injury or an accident, you must find Okada or a kind of bus or truck to convey the person to the hospital. And when you get to the hospital, the doctor and nurses there will ask you to buy a card. When you buy a card, when they start treating you, after treating you, you will buy a card for the bed that we rest. Everything in that zoo is bunkum. It's nonsense. Biafra will never be like other nonsense that is called zoo. Biafra will never be like that. We will be a civilized country. So I thank you, Director. Continue doing what you are doing for us. We applaud you.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on the coordinator's line. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? No, they're not listening, are they? Unbelievable. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Austin Okoye. I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Austin Okoye from Ukraine. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the good job you are doing for our people. I want to say may the people of Biafra continue to strengthen you. I want to also thank our governor, Godspeed Akpabio, for what he has done. You see, it's a very big shame on our governor, our so-called Igbo governors. What's the name again? The one from Abia State, Oji, and that one. His son shot someone dead, and the guy has not been arrested ever since that has been done. And the one in there of Imo State, Governor
is it Rochas?
Rochas Okoro Awusa. That one is not even doing anything. The all the governors we have in Imo, all of them has been so disappointing. You see, those people that some of us are referring to as a minority, Governor Akpabio has done something that is quite remarkable that we can never forget in our lives. We want to thank you and those that also contributed one way or the others to make sure that this is a wonderful memorial stuff he brings to our heroes was also done successfully. We want to thank them and we want to salute them. And for those who are calling to make a query of where the director is, director should not in any way answer anybody that we call and say, Director, where are you? Those calls, we don't want them here. Director is not a child to not for him to come out and say that this time around we don't need to disclose where the location of where Director is. So if anybody is calling to use idea to say Director, please, I think that those people don't ever even try to take their call. So Director, I want to say thank you so much. And the issue of minority, people should stop talking of Delta State minority. There was a guy that called from Anacha. He said he's from Umuocha in Aniocha. A director,
yes,
if you remember.
Yes, I remember.
There was a guy yesterday who said
he's from Aniocha. Yes, now I remember that. Go ahead. Yes, I remember.
Umuocha.
I remember.
There was in my own village, Director, I'm from KTT in Anambra State. In my village in KTT, there is a village they call Umunocha in KTT. You see, there is nothing like it's because Nigerian politics have actually divided us. We are all one. So there is nothing like people have. You have even said it yesterday that there is a place called Afarawupu in Ikwere area.
Of course.
Also, we have it. That is where you come from in Niger State. We are all one. It's just that the idea of Nigerian politics to bring division among us so that because of their selfish interests. But to that, I want to say continue your good work and we continue to support you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I welcome that very call. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have people calling us all over the place. If you call us on Viber and we can't take your call, we shall come back to you. Do we have somebody? No, they have gone. They have gone. I don't know. They have gone. Please, you try and call us. If you call us and we take your call, try to be a little bit more patient because we will eventually come to you. If we put you on hold, remain where you are and we shall come to you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know why I keep hearing some other sounds. I don't know where the sounds are coming from. I hope all our systems here are very, very secure. Let us try again and see who this is. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. We have this person on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, they can't. And then, please, it's not possible, then you try and call us next time. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Viber. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I'm Iwala Chibes. I'm calling from the zoo.
Yes. Does the baby want to speak on Radio Biafra?
What you said. Yes, I said I'm calling from the zoo.
I know that I can hear a baby on the background. Does that baby want to speak to us? That's what I said.
She hasn't grown up to speak to us. I have a younger cousin here who said he is ever ready to fight for Biafra.
That's very good.
Talk to him.
I've got away. What's your name, please? What is your name?
Speak to him. What? His name is Ibe.
No, how about your own name?
Talk to him.
Your own name.
I'm Iwala Chibwe.
Iwala Chibwe, where are you calling from the zoo? Which part of the zoo are you in?
Isialangwa.
Isialangwa, please go ahead. Do you have something to say before you pass it on to your cousin? Yes. Do you have something to say?
Yes.
Go ahead and say it.
I have something to say with respect to what you said about doctors and here. I just want to tell you, though my wife is a nurse, but then she knows very well that I do not get it well with all these doctors. In fact, we do not have doctors here. I'm telling you the truth. We do not have. What we have here is a bunch of graduated, educated illiterates who call themselves doctors. I do follow with them because sometimes they will say they spent 7 years in the university studying that. So I always challenge them that you spent 7 years. I spent more than a decade because I read about 3 different courses. So I always ask them, tell me where your knowledge is. Operations, major operations are done in the UK. Major inmates here are taken aside to the country and they're taken care of. So tell me what you treat here. The only thing they treat here is malaria. They treat malaria and they treat typhoid, which even at their treatment, they prescribe drugs. When you go and meet another doctor again, a person will prescribe different drugs for you, telling you that they do not know what they are doing here. Then on behalf of Godswill Akpabio, I'm extremely delighted, very, very happy about what he did. Because here, the one that called himself T.O.J., he has nothing to offer. All the roads here, all the education, everything has collapsed. In fact, about a week ago, students of APSU, they demonstrated of the poor standard of education and the roads that lead to the university. And these are the types of university that graduate all these doctors that do know what they are doing. So you take somebody to hospital and they say you must pay first before treatment commences. As somebody that do not have money, I will die of. Something that happened, there is another thing I want to report. Something that happened today when I was coming back from Owerri, it was so amazing. Do you know that almost every 20 kilometers in Biafra land, the soldiers are mounted. Not that the soldiers are mounted to as checkpoints where they check people who are criminal, but they are mounted there to be extorting money from our people. Something that happened today, the bus I boarded from Owerri to Umeka Junction. Do you know that at a naval base, you know, very close to Owerri Inter, immediately after Okwala Junction, these people are collecting money from buses. Do you know how they are collecting the money?
No.
There is a boy they stationed. The boy is with a carton of gala. So when you come, when the young man approaches the buses, there will be a kind of exchange. So today, it was because I was sitting very close to the conductor. So the young man gave 100 naira. So, and he never collected any gala. So immediately the bus moved across the checkpoint. I asked the conductor, where is the gala you paid for? He said that he didn't pay for any gala, that the young man is there with that carton of gala collecting money from them so that they won't know that they are paying. And so I was so shocked. That means from that Umeka junction to Owerri, they have about up to 6 checkpoints or 7 checkpoints. You know, so that's where they have been exporting money. And when they collect money from these buses, they collect the money from the motorists. When they collect the money from the motorists, they collect the money from the passengers. So it's the thing has gone to the extent that, in fact, everything here has collapsed. Everything. There is absolutely nothing that is working. So that's what I want to report. And on behalf of my own family, I'm congratulating all of you for taking the bull and the horn, despite what they will say. Because our people here, TOG is chasing after sinners and answering all sorts of names, Ochendo, Ochabia, everything. The one that just left, Peter will be building shopping malls here and there. Okora Osa is at Imo State, brandishing the rose. He will come and pour quota, then dig two gutters that is not channeled to anywhere, and people will clap for him and say he has walk road. Then the one of Ebony is there, is lavazing our level. It's only Akpabio that knows what he is doing, who has refused to fly, who has refused to buy all this diamond car and all the rest of them, but I use the money to develop Upper Ibom State. In fact, I give him 10 boza. So I'm extremely delighted and I'm very, very happy about what he did. And it's a stepping stone to all of us. So I'm giving to my little cousin now so that you hear his voice and let's see what he has for Biafra. Because he's so eager, telling me every day, he's listening to Radio Biafra and telling me that he wants to fight for Biafra.
Yeah, give him. Yes, give him. Yes, thank you for that anyway, for bringing up to... they are now using Gala Boys to collect money for them and these security operatives.
My cousin, yes.
Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. This is worldwide transmission of Radio
Hello,
Biafra.
Director. Good evening.
Good evening. I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I want to join the Biafra Army.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, how old are you?
18.
You're 18. Okay. You've spoken very well. Don't worry, when the time comes, we'll be able to... I have the number of your cousin. When the time comes, we'll be able to come for you. But at 18, you're a bit young because we want the cutoff age of our combat troops to be 22 years of age. But at 18, you have something for you to do. Okay? Thank you very much for your patriotism. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you. He wants to fight. Oh, that is commendable. That is commendable. This is Radio Biafra. I had Engineer Clifford Iranya once with me, but he's no longer there. He is no longer there. I don't know what is going on. He's no longer there. He will come back later, I believe.
Hello.
This is yes, your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Ifeanyi Irochukwu Obododinma Odilora Ilechukwu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm from Oba in Anambra State in Biafra land.
Yes.
I'm calling from Charlie, United Kingdom.
Yes.
I must thank you, Director, for the good work you have been doing for us. Believe me, from childhood, I've been hearing about this Biafra of 18. And I will not lie to you. I do know about Biafra. You know,
yes.
When it was legal and others used to march maybe from Okuko to Army Barrack or whatever.
Yes. Hello. It says here reconnecting and we have lost it. It says reconnecting and we may have lost. It's reconnected now, I think. Can you hear me? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We lost you for about 2 seconds. You mentioned Wazurike and somewhere. Then go ahead from there, please. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that the time they used to, you know, do whatever they used to do then, maybe imagine with the Masob and all whatnot around on each area, I used to follow them, believing that he's the good one, that he's the one that will lead us to our promised land. But I never knew that he's just a crook anyway. Let me call it a crook.
So can I, my dear brother, hold on a second. Can I ask you a question, please?
Yeah, go on.
Do you think that having led this struggle for over or at the time for nearly 10 years, do you think that what God's will at Pabio, what do you think stopped Obasurike from doing such a thing?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, when you are doing something that is not genuine, your mind must tell you that you are not doing the right thing. And when you hear that a better person is coming after you or to take over where you stopped, you must be in a shameful way. You may not show yourself because you have done evil to your people. The 3.5 million that has died and is taking money upon their heads, the people that are lying in the grave and eating it with his family and friends, whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just calling to thank you and to tell you to carry on this good work. Our
yes.
God will continue to strengthen you. The Chukwu of Abiyama will serve, will not fail us. I've read about Biafra, the meaning of Biafra, and I what I understood from that, where I read in the Bible Genesis, I understood that the Biafra means a fruitful land.
You say it is in Genesis. Where in Genesis did you find this one? Which particular portion?
I think Genesis 41 verse 52, if I'm not mistaken. That I've been wrong a long time I read it.
Genesis, did you say Genesis what, please?
Genesis 41 verse 52, okay. I think, if I'm not wrong.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, ever since I read that Genesis, yeah, and I knew it taught me the meaning of Biafra. Ever
yes.
since then, I started listening to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And I've been lying low to know what we are up to. Up to last 2 weeks, I've been trying to get on phone.
Yes.
Through Bible, but it's not connecting.
Yes.
You know. So I believe, and where I am now, we don't have Biafra around me.
Yes.
In Charlie.
I know Charlie. Yes.
Yeah, in Charlie. Yeah. But I used to send text messages to my friends, people in Birmingham, even people in Nigeria. I talked one man about this Biafra. He said, "Oh, give me the link. Let me go. You know, but let me search for it." You know, the man, you know, picked up the thing to spread the good news that we are doing our best to bring back Biafra, where we come from.
Yes.
You know, and I believe that God have answered our prayer. It's just for us to receive. It has been delivered just for us to receive it and start enjoying the good thing that God has given to us. So I thank you very much. I thank the governor that has done the memorial service. He's a brave man.
Yes. That is correct.
Yes. And now my father, that is
true.
A great,
wonderful, wonderful job. And now it is our duty.
In fact, he's a hero.
It is, of course, he is.
I honor him for that.
Of
what
course,
was, what's it called? I don't know.
But they can't do it.
No.
There was something you said before, my dear. There was something you said before, which is important. Maybe you don't recognize the significance of what you said. They could not have done this thing because their intentions were never clear to start with. That is number one. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You cannot go and build a memorial to the dead when you're kidnapping on their name, killing on their name, and making money on their name. You will die now.
Yes.
You don't know that.
Yes.
You will perish. We are going to build, we will finalize one. For the 30th of May, We are going to honor our people.
I must be in Manchester that 30th of May, because I know of Audley, the coordinator of Manchester.
Yes.
He's our family friend, because I moved from Manchester to Chorley.
Yes. So
I must match with them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. That is very good. Go ahead.
Today I was listening to our radio Biafra. I heard you saying about our brother from Hausa land, that his mother is from Igbo.
Yes.
And the guy is from Hausa. Director, let me speak in our dialect. Sorry to say this, but anybody that has anything to do with Aza, Yoruba, they are welcome when we get our Biafra. They should stay calm wherever they are. When we get our Biafra, they will come to us. We will receive them. After all, we have been doing good to them. How many thousands of people have been killed in Kano? What about Kaduna? Is this where? Northern side has been killing our people, and we have been patient for them. I told my in-law yesterday, I called him on phone, I said, bro, I heard that you bought land so Amod of Abimonki village.
Yes.
That one, there will be a time you will be crying, crawling, asking me for a piece of land. I'm not listening to you, because you guys are very stubborn.
Yes.
Why must you be developing another man's land? And the answers, others are staying in Oba, my town. They never think of calling a block mullah to just get, I don't know, just somebody gave them the house to stay in, and they're making money. So who is fooling who?
It's terrible. Very, very terrible.
They're fooling us. We should wake up. Our people should wake up. I do cry about this. Sometimes I will feel like, if I can get this Biafra within my bare hands, believe me.
But you can. Now you can.
I die for it.
Now you can.
My wife will tell me that she's getting jealous of me every 7 o'clock listening to. I say, woman, you have to stay back. You don't know what we are fighting for. If we got Biafra now, I will not be here, and the white man will be insulting me. In fact, sometimes I do tell the people that I'm working with off, all these white guys and the ladies, I do tell them off, where the money they're enjoying come from. It's from my land. They're wicked, the white people, they're wicked. And they will pay for it. They have honored what he called gay marriage. They have legalized it last 2 weeks. This is evil that will be befalling on them. Small. Why?
What did you say?
That's
what we're witnessing now. I think somebody sent me something now, a news, where it's being reported in Lagos. You know, it's the heart of darkness. A man raped a man in Lagos.
Yeah. See?
Oh, God. If God, Chukwu Abiama, that we worship and praise and give every glory and honor to, you cannot allow your children to be part of such evil, such damnation. You cannot allow us to partake in it. That is why Biafra must come. It is either Biafra comes or we will kill everything in the zoo. Maybe that is what they want from the so-called people that are interested in oil. But we promise them we will set everything ablaze.
We are like people that is mingling with dirty things. We are so precious, but we are dangling, we are eating with evils.
Evil people. Heathen.
Evil people.
Unclean people. Very, very unclean people. People dining with the children of God. Those that are directly descended from Chukwu Abiama. What an insult. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if engineer can hear me. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Clifford Iran, are you with me? Engineer Clifford Iranya, are you with me? No. People are no longer faithful. They cannot stay long anymore. I don't understand the meaning of it. I cannot begin to comprehend it. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting from Africa. You may have heard some noise. Isn't it very ironic? Over here, people support European football teams, not their own. There is no local team. They don't have their own local teams anymore. I was very fortunate I supported Rangers. I was very fortunate I supported I Nacional, Iwoyawo Nacional, in those days. I was very, very fortunate, even to the extent that, what they call again, Enyimba. Do you know that here, everybody has a foreign team? Because Liverpool is about to, of course I support Liverpool. I've been supporting them since, you must forgive me, for a very long time. People come and they support the club they think is going to win from Europe. They cannot, you see, typical African mentality. They cannot develop their own football teams and support it because there are black people running around. They don't like, they want to see white people moving about with football, not blacks. Very, very sad. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber. Please, you are true to us. And by virtue, you are true to all of mankind.
Yes.
Obakala is the next village from mine. I know Obakala very well.
Yes.
I know Obakala very, very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, please go ahead. Are you one of us in Thailand? Are you a part of the family in Thailand?
Of course.
Okay,
of
please course. Go ahead.
We're doing our best here.
Of course, go ahead.
Okay. We are able to go on.
Yes.
Do the on our way to hinder to Kwabia Ma must give us a diri.
Yes.
A queen so de merunu naga simbao. Simbao machuku simbao. I am winking. What I want to say is this. We are not expecting any news or any good news from Nigeria. And all we have to focus is how to be on our own and fight for our freedom. Whatever be enemies we can use, be it with rifle, we be it with war, any way we can use, we are ready. Chukwugo Zegi, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu, Director Nnamdi Kanu, and God be with you. This is all I have to say now.
Thank you very much, and God will also be with you. Thank you very much for that rendition. We are relentless in our pursuit. What we are doing makes me fanatical. I am a fanatic for my country. I love my country. I will die for my country anytime, any day, without any moment's hesitation. That is what I was born to do, to make sure that the children of God are set free. And Akpabio have done something remarkable. We must honor that very man. We must honor him. The line is not stable. Maybe that is why engineer cannot stay with me. But I will ask him to please try and call back. We have a caller on the line. No, we don't. He has gone. Let us try and take him again. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Director, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I can hear you very well. Can you hear me? No. I don't think you can hear me. Can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. You cannot hear me. Engineer Iranya, can you hear me? No, you cannot, because your line is unstable. Your line is unstable. Call me on Radio Biafra, please, if you may. Call me on Radio Biafra. This very coordinator's line is extremely unstable. I don't know why they keep calling. They keep calling and the line is not clear. Can you give me your name again, please? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you give me your name?
Ifani, I am calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Malaysian lines are always very clear. Why is your line not clear? I am worried. Go ahead.
Yes, over here we have a little raining. Director, once again, I want to say thank you for your good deed, for your job here. You are wonderful. In Igbo, I na kwanya atakata abua. Director, ika agukwa na gi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Asim Shukunde Edugi, your medicine. May God lead you and may God continue to protect you in this work.
You say?
Because I know that you are going to lead us to the destination.
You say?
Director, I want to emphasize in the topic that someone called you and start asking you where you are staying for now. I think maybe two or three people have asked me the same thing. Actually, I don't know where you are, but I don't think that is supposed to be the topic.
It wouldn't be.
Who should care about where you are? If you care about where the director is, you have to call him directly if you have the number, or you have to call people around. You don't have to call on this line to start asking director. This is the line where you speak to the world. Director, am I right?
Of course, you're correct, yes. You're correct, yes. I don't know why people are calling to inquire where I am when they know the sensitivity and how serious the work we are doing is. It is not something you do anyhow.
Yes,
you have to be very, very careful. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it's important that we let them know about this. It's very important that people should learn about this. At least if you want to know, if you care a lot to know about where the director is, you should go to people close to you. You should talk to the coordinators around you, and they will see you face to face, know who you are first of all. Then they can tell you where he is. You know on your own, you know by yourself. The director, again, I want to tell you that here in Malaysia, I have joined the group, and as I told you last time, that I will do everything possible to join the group. I'm working hardly to meet with them, and we are talking always on the phone. We are always tweeting. We are always in the Skype. So we are doing very well over here, and I'm thanking my brother, Tony, who is doing everything possible to connect me with other people here. I thank him a lot from Pushong. And I thank the Mr. Kinsley, who is the coordinator here in Charas. I also thank them. I thank other people who are working very hard to see that the work about Biafra is going forth. I thank them so much. Wherever the person is, both people that are in Zuland, the people that are in Biafra land, the people that are in Thailand, Philippines, and other places. Also, again, I want to ask, is there any people in our people that are in Philippines, director?
We have people in the Philippines. They met me, actually. When I went to the Philippines, they came and met me after a day and went there to see somebody who went AWOL. He ran away. He boasted of something he couldn't do. When I got into the Philippines, he knew how serious the whole thing was, and he disappeared. But we had a few people, Ifan Ichuku, Alex, came to see me, and they took me around. We met some people. I think around December, one of them was at home, actually, spreading the good news. I don't know what became of the Philippines. I spoke to the leaders there. I don't know what happened to them, to be honest. Do you have any idea?
No, the reason why I'm asking is that I have somebody there who I called, and he asked me to get contact from the Philippines so that he can be able to join them. I contacted some of my friends from Facebook. They asked me to get contact. They want contact from the Philippine people so that they can join our brothers in Philippines.
What he needs to do is that as of now, I don't know where Ifan Ichuku is. I don't know where he is at the moment. We have a group in the Philippines. What he needs to do is to go to Facebook. Karamonde is listening, and I want to know what is happening to that very group. I want to know what is happening to the Philippines group. Do we have anybody administering the Facebook at all? If that is the case, please go and tell your friend. Tell this your friend to go to Facebook and add himself to the group Biafrans in Philippines. I think we have a group called Biafrans in Philippines. He should go there and add himself, and then let the administrator of that very group be able to get in touch with him. I need confirmation from Carol Monday. You will come back to me to let me know what is the status of the Philippines, because I know that our coordinator of coordinators is still trying to, not still, he's doing so much work. I feel sorry for him, to be honest. Uchen Nonyema is working too hard. Now he is experiencing exactly the same thing that Ikechukwu Enyiagu went through, now that he is the coordinator of all coordinators. That is why we know that his responsibilities are growing. Every coordinator reports to Uchen Nonyema. He also has a secretary who is resident in Sicily, in Italy. Therefore, every coordinator on this planet is answerable to the coordinator of all coordinators, Uchen Nonyema, who incidentally is also anchoring the United Kingdom chapter of the indigenous people of Biafra, which of course we understand he's handing over very in the next few days to a very competent and able Biafran. Thank you very much, wherever you are. We must try once again. The engineer himself, Engineer Anya, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Clifford Iranya, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Please go ahead. The world is listening and waiting. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Yes, sir. Director, I've been very, very impatient and very, very angry. I am mad now, Director.
What's the problem?
I need you to listen to me very, very carefully, Director. Can you hear me?
Oh. We can hear you loud and clear. If I can hear you, that means the world can hear you. Go ahead.
Director, can you confirm that?
I can hear you very, very well. I can hear you loud and clear. If yes, I can hear you, the world can hear you.
Okay, Director, there was somebody that called a few minutes ago from Mexico. Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
Director, listen to me carefully. I don't want that fellow to call again without calling my number and talking to me. His name is Emmanuel Chinasa Mwoko. He is listening right now. Director, I don't want that fellow to call Radio Biafra on air anymore until I confirm to you that he has spoken to me. He is the one that is throwing spanner in the works for the Mexican coordinator there. I don't want this fellow to call Radio Biafra again until I confirm to you, Director.
Okay, that's no problem. Point taken. Please go ahead. What else would you like to say? Yes.
Yes, I'm going to make a breaking news tomorrow on behalf of Mexico. I'm waiting for something and information that is going to come up today. And after that, the world will hear about Mexico tomorrow and even about the activities of this fellow that just called today.
Okay. Okay, that is wonderful. What is happening? I understand that Rochas, Malam Rochas, Okorawosa, as they call him, that the wife is coming to Texas, and I understand they booked an hotel. That is the correct way to say, not a hotel, an hotel. Can somebody tell me what Mrs. Malames, or whatever, what do they call the women Malam? What is the name of a woman Malam? I don't know them. Is it Malames or whatever it's called? Or Hajia? Or is it to be Hajia?
Hajia.
Uh-huh. I don't know what Hajia Okorawosa is doing in Texas. Can you please bring us up to speed about what this deceitful family is doing where you are, please?
Director, the wife of Malam Ostals, Rochas Okorocha, is coming to Texas, Houston, specifically to conduct what they call Women Economic Empowerment Summit here in Houston on the 11th and on the 12th. I am going to send you information about the hotel and the number, and if you will oblige me, Director, I would like you to announce this number so that every Biafran will call that hotel and tell them to cancel that that event, because the Women Economic Empowerment Summit is needed in Owerri and not in Houston. Who are they coming to empower in Houston? People who already made it or what?
So that's his debate. Are they coming? Is it now being confirmed? Because they were doing it before in Atlanta, Georgia. So some of our people in the U.S., instead of you people to support the emancipation of your country, you people are complicit in looting dry the treasury. That is why people are selling their babies. We did send-off for some people to go to the United States of America. We bought drinks, doing send-off for them. They have gone to America. And all some of them are doing is encouraging criminality. What is Mrs. Okorocha, the Hajia, what is she doing empowering women in Texas? Does women in Texas need empowering? They are looking for means to squirrel away money belonging to the people. They are looking for a way to steal money belonging to the people of Biafra. And I am ashamed. I am very, very ashamed that some of our people living in America are encouraging the looting and the criminality of these politicians by giving them safe haven. By giving Director, them safe haven.
Yes, Director, it's correct you use the word some, because when the announcement was made in my Anglican church in Houston here, almost everybody rose up and wanted to shout down on the announcer. So, and that's another way of telling you that this is really a confirmed activity. So, it's just a few people who are trying to connive to do money laundering and all that. But we need to call this hotel. Please, Director, if you don't mind, let Karamonde post the information about the...
Oh, that will be done.
Let everybody begin to call.
I need the information. So I need that information. I need the information. You will send it to me. Once you send it to me, it shall be announced, and we will do everything humanly possible to make sure that that summit will not hold. The summit will not hold at that very place. We will deploy every particular tool in our arsenal to ensure that this money laundering scheme, encouraged by people living in America, they have fattened themselves on all manner of junk food. They are not doing anything for their country. All they are doing is to become complicit in the defrauding of Imo State. Women Empowerment Summit in Texas. You and people of Texas, who will need empowering? You going to Texas to do empowerment. You and the people of Texas, who will need to empower who? Because our people are dabbling in fraud. Our people have taken over from where Hausa Fulani people left off. That somebody is in the USA, all you are doing is encouraging the money meant for the development of your community to be brought out and banked in the USA so that you can partake in the looting and in the sharing of the money meant for the suffering masses of Imo State. Post it immediately, please. I don't know what is happening to our lines. It keeps cutting and jumping.
I will send it to your inbox on Facebook.
Thank you very much.
Pick it up with Karamonde.
That is wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody waiting on Viber. If they are still there, can you hear me? The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Hilary Gotuku Eritaja. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm from Aguata, Umuju, Anambra State.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you for your efforts. I want to thank you for all you are doing for us. I really don't have anything to say much, but I really want to thank you. And may God bless you and all you do in Jesus' name. Director, I want to say something about what Governor Ababio did. He is a great man, and we love him so much. I just want to tell him that he should do more about this. What he has done will always remain in our hearts forever. But I want him to take up this task and do whatever he can to support us. and to make this our agitation to come to realization. I also want to say something, because I was talking to one of my friends. He was telling me that our brethren realization is going to be difficult because a lot of our people are outside our Biafran land. They are in Lagos, in northern part of the zoo. That because of their investment in those places, that it's going to be difficult for them to come back. And then what I told him is this. I asked him, do you know what made them to go all over the places and start investing? He told me it's because of the war. I told him that what made them to go those places and stay and settle and invest, that same thing is going to make them to come back. That once war started, they will be forced to come back. So that is what I told him. My director, I'm very happy and I'm very speechless because I'm very happy of what you're doing. I'm very, very happy, my director.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to lead you.
You see, and thank you very much. Don't go away. There's something I want to tell you, and to the hearing of the whole world as well. These are the things that most people don't quite understand. You see, the people that set up the Free State of Israel that you have today are those of them that came from Russia predominantly, and those of them that were displaced after the massacre, the pogrom, the genocide of Nazi Germany. There are most of them in America. Those in America did not support. In fact, there was a group in America that bought weapons to go and stop them from doing what they're doing. They did not buy weapons to go and support their brothers. They never bought weapons to go and fight the Arabs. There were a few idiots around New York that bought weapons to go and stop what Haganah and Hagon were doing in the land of Israel. And their ship was sunk.
Director, I want.
Go ahead.
Director, I want to also talk about our president, Bad Luck Jonathan. Because actually, that man, I'm really, really disappointed in him. But I'm not even hoping on him. You know, they are all joining hands together, fighting against Boko Haram. Boko Haram's agitation is for them not to bring any Western education to their part. So whatever they want to do, if they want to kill themselves, let them go ahead. But I want to ask Jonathan something. If he's really listening to the voice of Radio Biafra, what he is doing, what Jonathan and his policy is doing, is worse than what Boko Haram is doing. They are chasing against them. They are fighting against them. I want to tell him his policy, the people and the life of our people that he is taking through his stupid policy is even worse. The people that are dying of hopelessness, the people that are dying because of high blood pressure, because of poverty, because of what mess he is leading us into. For me, I call Jonathan's policy. I say that his policy is more Boko Haramic than Boko Haram agitation, because the number of people that this man called Good Luck is killing is times 1 billion of what Boko Haram is killing. So let everybody in the world knows that Jonathan is more Boko Haramic than the Boko Haram we know today. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you very much, and God bless you. We have people all over the place calling us. We have a caller who is on Skype. We also have one who is on the coordinator's line, the caller on Skype on main radio Biafra line. Give us your name and where you are. You are through to the studios of Radio Biafra in Africa. Please go ahead. Hello? Somebody called us.
My name is... Yes. Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, my name is Michael Arinze. Michael Onyeka Arinze.
Yes. And where are you calling from?
Akumaze.
Where are you calling from?
I come from Akumaze Omocha in Delta State. I was the caller yesterday. Now I'm calling from Austria, Vienna, Austria.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I did what you asked me to do yesterday, adding... joining the group of the Biafrans in Austria.
Yes.
Here in Vienna. And they accepted me already.
That's good.
So I hope that in the next meeting, I don't know how I can know exactly when the next meeting will be held, but I hope I'll be contacted when the next meeting will be held so I can be there presently at their next meeting.
Yes, of course, so, you will be there. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So in contribution to the headings today, I really appreciate and say very big thank you to Governor Akpabio, who has joined us to honor the great Biafrans, 3 million Biafrans who died in the Biafran War, who were massacred. He has done very brave work, and we say very big thank you to him. And I hope other.
Yes, go ahead. No, we have lost him. We have lost him. The line has gone. We have.
He didn't support.
No, you cannot hear me. This thing is very, very loud. We also have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No, they're not saying anything. They are not saying anything. Can the caller on the phone hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is David Ago. I'm calling from Bangkok, Thailand.
From Bangkok in Thailand. Please go ahead. Are you one of us in Thailand? Are you part of the family in Thailand?
Yes, I'm one of you. Hostel KK knows me very well. I'm one of you, yeah.
Please go ahead.
Please, I'll have to say thanks to Governor Godwin Akpabio for what he did. Director, I have a suggestion to make.
Yeah.
Please, on our demonstration that is coming up on 30th of May, please, I would like us to take the picture of Godwin Akpabio along with us.
No, we can't do that. No, we will not do that.
Okay.
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't want to build a cult of personality. We don't do that. We want to remain a free democratic state so that anybody at any time can be criticized. It's very, very important we turn it that way. Please go ahead.
Very, very good. Okay. Okay, that is what I just want to say. I thought it's going to be possible. And one more thing is this, and for the countries that are not able to register the organization the Biafran families who are not able to register their meetings organization in a country they are, I think what we should do is this. For those that cannot register, on that 30th of May, wherever you are, wherever you are going, be it in the school, be it in the bus, come out with Biafran flag. No matter what, you can get Biafran flag and you can make it, you can design it. Come out with Biafran flag and show that you are supporting what is going on, that you are showing the remembrance. This is what I have to say for those who are not able to register their organization, the organization in the country they are. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Most countries are making all the arrangements to get their flags ready because that very day is going to be remarkable. Very, very remarkable. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Greetings, sir. My name is George Oshilem.
Yes, George, yes.
I'm calling from Luton.
From Luton, please go ahead.
I want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Thank God for giving you strength every day, coming on radio stations, speaking to everyone all over the world. And I want to thank everybody that supports Biafra, that God will continue to strengthen all of us.
Yes,
I strongly thank the guy that I just called just now, about information that someone is coming to Houston in Texas. I think that's what we're supposed to be doing everywhere, even all over the country, everywhere we are, because we are all over the world now. So anybody, even Obasanjo, even with their family, and everybody that is corrupt in that country that is coming, I think that's what we should do, to stop them from flying to do whatever they want to do in other countries. There's a lot of money in that country. They are taking all of them away, using it to board jets, traveling to all over the world without helping people. There are a lot of jobless people. They will not help anybody. They keep.
Yes. Have we lost you? We may have. We may have. I hope the lines are not. But how come Viber is strong today? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Viber. Can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. And we would like to hear your name and where you are. Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Start saying something. We are waiting. You keep saying hello, hello, hello. I can hear you very well. What is your name?
My name is Onyeka Cosmas.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India, Mumbai.
From Mumbai in India. You're welcome to Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Cosmas Onyeka. I'm calling from Mumbai, India.
Yes,
Mumbai,
good.
India. I'm from Imo State, Ikedru.
Ikedru, go ahead. We are listening. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to contribute on what somebody that called from Malaysia was saying about Jonathan.
Yes.
Okay. You see, what happened with Boko Haram is not Jonathan's fault. It has started before Mudrin Obasanjo, even Yaradua, they visited it. And because of this, Isiala people, they don't want to see us leave. And they are seeing him as an infidel who is not supposed to rule them. While they are making the oil that is coming from their locality. You see, that is why they are increasing their violence over against them. So pointing or trying to see that the guy policy is not good. You see, the people that surround him is somehow devious and the cabals. So it's something that you don't need to criticize him because he's fighting some battles we don't know. And we are not seeing. So, Director, there are some people who have to reason with him and see that there are things that is surrounding him. And another thing I want to point out is there is something, somebody that called you from Germany some time ago that said about a religious issue. You see, there is a way you address that guy that personally I don't like.
Yes, go ahead. What did I say that I don't like?
Something that has to do with religion. I believe that collect united we stand and divided we fall.
Yes.
Even those who has no money, they can indeed.
Yes.
So those who has no money can still contribute something meaningful.
That is correct.
And
I agree.
There's something you said some time ago about religion. You said even Ishiala people, they are highly welcomed.
Yes.
That our religion doesn't matter anything in Biafra land. So if that doesn't matter. I believe
it does matter. Don't quote me. Don't get me out of context.
Yeshua Hamashiach, and you believe in Jesus Christ. I believe it doesn't matter. I'm a full Christian, but
no, it does. Listen, listen. Listen to me very, very carefully. Our people do not listen. I don't care what you worship. If you like, go and be following the Pope. You can worship Pope John Paul the 90th. It's your business. I don't care who you bow to.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? As for me,
yes.
As for me and my household,
yes.
I worship Chukwu Abiama. As simple as that. What you want to worship is your business.
Yeah,
it doesn't pertain to me.
Yes.
But one thing I'm stating categorically.
That is Joshua.
Listen. One thing I'm stating, I am not fighting for a Biafra food. Let me finish what I'm saying. Can I finish what I'm saying? I am not fighting for a Biafra. You will hand over to Rome. The person is mad, he's insane. I am not fighting for a Biafra. You will go and take order from Canterbury before you implement a policy. People thinking that way, they are insane. If you think I'm risking my life, abandoning my family to fight for Biafra, where you take order from people living in Europe, then you are mad. The person is mad. Very, very mad. It won't happen. Not in my lifetime. It will not happen. Biafra will be dedicated to Chukwu Abiama, to God Almighty in heaven. Every other thing is irrelevant. You can go and worship an idol if you want to, but Biafra will be founded under God.
Okay, Director, that is.
Do you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, Director, but the point I'm making there is that you normally say that people that give money to Yoruba People's Church.
They are idiots.
I'm with you.
They are idiots. Anybody going to Yoruba Church is an absolute idiot. He's a fool.
There are some people who give money to Yoruba People's Church.
Yes.
If I like, I give my money to anybody I care. It's none of Biafran business.
It is our business.
We are supposed to.
It is our business, and I'll tell you why.
On is that how much do we contribute to assist this struggle, to see that this struggle come to reality? So if anything I have, I give it to the church. It's not your business.
It is my business. Now, it is my business, because we are. Why do you go to school? It's to drive away ignorance. You listen to Radio Biafra for the same reason. We cannot allow people to continue being stupid. We can't allow people to continue being ignorant. Anybody kneeling down before a Yoruba pastor is not worthy to be called a Biafran. You are not worthy to be called a Biafran. If you kneel in front of a Yoruba pastor to ask for blessing, you are not fit to enter the kingdom of heaven, which is Biafra. You are not worthy. You must be an idiot to go and kneel before somebody who's a Gentile to lay their hands on the head of a son of Tukwabiama, direct from God himself. That must be a fool. A complete fool. I won't allow that to happen. They can go and do whatever they like. If you like, go and worship your Yoruba pastor. But in Biafra land, that garbage won't happen. It can't happen. Don't contribute to Radio Biafra. If you are in a Pentecostal church following a Yoruba pastor, we don't need your help at Radio Biafra, because you're bringing curse upon us. You're bringing damnation upon the children of God. Do you think that this is the fight of man? No. Tukwabiama determined that we should come, and that is what we're going to do. Please, I don't know who next is in line. I don't want to debate this very issue. Somebody boldly telling me that they go to Yoruba church to give them money. You are out of your senses. The people that killed your own brothers and sisters, starved 1 million children to death, killed over 1 million children, and you go and you cavort with them, you go and kneel for them to give you blessing, having killed your own people. Without remorse, no apology, no sorrow, no reparation, no compensation, you kneel before them to pray. No wonder you people are all over the world suffering. The stupidity is staggering. Staggering and beyond human comprehension, I would say. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue. We should continue, and rightfully so. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. If they can hear me, if they can't, they should give us their name and where they are calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello, sir.
I've been talking to you, trying to get you to speak. You have not been speaking.
Judy and Lawrence from Sweden.
From Sweden. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yeah. We have a very good news here in Sweden, in Stockholm, Sweden, precisely.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, my dear Lord.
In bed this afternoon.
Yeah, what is happening? What is the good news in Sweden? What is the good news in Sweden?
Ngozi Mado just gave birth to a bouncing baby girl.
That is wonderful. So we now have another addition to the Biafran family. That is wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes.
We have a Biafran daughter also. That is great. That is wonderful. Very good news. And Tukwabiama must be praised. Go ahead.
I spoke with the husband this evening, as usual, and he gave me the news. And they are still in the hospital anyway, but they will be coming back tomorrow.
That is good. That is wonderful news. That is wonderful news.
Another thing I call to do is to remind every indigenous people of Biafra here in Stockholm that there will be our normal meeting on Sunday at the normal place, the normal time, which is 4 o'clock in the evening at Norsborg. Everybody knows the place here in Stockholm. So I
Hello? Can you hear me? This line is shaky. It's not very stable. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning from India. This is Christian Wosu.
Yes, Christian Wosu, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I think ignorance is a mind word. I think the best word should be gross ignorance. To my brother who called from Mumbai, Cosmos. Director, I think last time when I called, I did pleaded with you. At least if we cannot apply a total military approach, we should apply paramilitary approach. That brother who called, we don't know him, and he took so much time on our airways to talk bullshit. Director, please, whenever this people call, once you hear it's India, you ask him, are you part of what? If he's not, you stop talking.
I wouldn't even want such a person... I wouldn't want such a person to be part of us. Anybody following a Yoruba pastor, if I have my way, they should be removed from our meetings. We don't need. They're bringing us bad luck.
Yes.
They are bringing us bad luck. I'm telling you, they are evil people.
That's the truth. Instead of him to close up our line, Director, you just ask anybody who calls from India, are you part of India? If you say no, you cut the call. That's at least let's apply paramilitary approach. Instead of, if not total military approach to this thing. We are not pleading anybody to do anything. Let them continue giving their Yoruba pastors money and that. To hell with them.
An idiot coming on Radio Biafra telling me nonsense.
If anybody calls from India, listen to our voice, Director. If they call from India, if they are not part of us, end the call. If you stop and somebody has paid for the airways and they are not able to call and they enjoy the airways and make nonsense.
Maybe he's playing guitar for them in the church. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Maybe he's playing one of the organs in the church following Yoruba pastors behind. There is a news here. I'll read for you. You go and give them money. I don't know. I flog you people. Your stupidity deserves flogging. You bring you people out on the road and flog you. People are mad. Mad people. Matthew Oshimolowo, the pastor of KICC, he just recently purchased a house in England. The value of the house is £5.2 million. It is noted. If you go to the land registry in the UK, you will see it. KICC Oshimolowo, or whatever the idiot's name is. He looks like a monkey, as somebody called the Zoo Baboon Republic. He's going to buy a house £5.2 million in Kent. And idiots are asking us, Radio Biafra, at least we are doing something for you. What has the Yoruba pastor done for you before? Can you tell me what a Yoruba pastor has done for you? The answer is nothing. If you went to church to go and pray, and you came out and you had an interview and you got a job, is it the pastor that did it or Chukwu Abiyama? Who did it? Mad people. Mad. That's why we said we must have Radio Biafra to cleanse your brains before we go into the new Biafra. Or else you bring your idiotic zoological disease into Biafra and win it for us. Diara, your following Yoruba pastors behind. There's an announcement from here which I must make. Engineer Clifford Iranya have sent this thing to us and we must read it. It has to be read. Amazing. It has been confirmed with an announcement made at various churches in Houston that the wife of Imo State Governor Hajia Okorocha Okorawusa will be conducting Women's Economic Empowerment Summit in Houston, Texas on April the 11th and 12th, 2014. Now, this is the important bit. The venue of the summit is Hilton Houston Southwest and the address of the hotel is 6780 Southwest Freeway, Houston in Texas, 77074. I want everybody to get your pen and paper ready. This is the number we are going to give you. Everybody who is a Biafran, if you want Biafra, if you want to stop the Islamization of Biafra land through Okorocha, if you want to stop the abduction of little children being sold to Hausa people at Amawasa in Owerri, if you want to stop the implantation of the doctrine of Lucifer on the lands of our forebears, in the land of our ancestors, you will take down this number
What I want to hear on CNN News is that the line, that the control line to this hotel was flooded and it melted. We want the phones to keep ringing that the line will melt until they cancel this useless jamboree for criminals. This is what they do in America. You are in America, you are supporting the looting of money meant to take care of pregnant women who are dying before they get to hospitals. You are in America, in Houston, in America. You are there encouraging money to be taken from poor people and deposited in the U.S. banks through the wife of Malam Rochas Okurawosa. He is. You people are destroying our land. Those of you in America, keep him quiet. Those of you supporting these governors to steal money, can't you look at Akpabio, what he's doing, and learn from him? You have no shame. You bring dishonor to the world, Igbo. Because of you people, Chukwu Abiama has abandoned the Igbo race. You want to come to America to siphon money from poor people of Imo State. Imo State money. To empower women in America. Ha. Oh? You and the American women, who needs empowering? This is the number. US code is 01 or plus 1. Those on the new digital age is plus 1. Those of the old school, like ourselves, is 01. 713-977-7911. I repeat, plus 1 or 01, depending on your preference. Plus 1-713-977-7911. Everybody will call this hotel. You will tell this hotel that they are complicit, that they are part of the money laundering from Africa, impoverishing poor African children. We also need the website of this very hotel so we can send them the pictures of our starving mothers in the village. We can send them the pictures of children who are selling oranges rather than going to school. We can show them the pictures of rubbish bins piled up everywhere. We can show them the pictures of deprivation, of hunger, of starvation, and of destitution in our land. We want them to cancel this meeting to immediate effect. If we fail as a people to bring this meeting to an end, I will be forced to revise our timetable for achieving Biafra. That means we are not ready. If we cannot stop this Hajia Okurawosa, the wife of the Malam himself, from holding this meeting here, if we cannot stop this woman from going to America and talking nonsense and stealing money, then we are not ready for Biafra. This is the number again. Plus 1-713-977-7911. We want to set an example with Rochas Okorocha. And this is going to happen to all of them. Wherever you know that they are coming, you must inform us. And we make their life as miserable as they have made ours. Rochas Okorocha is an agent of the Islamic world. Rochas Okorocha has brought darkness into our land. Rochas Okorocha is working for Lucifer. Rochas Okorocha has come to destroy us. We have to stop them before it is too late. I will issue this number again. I am giving a direct instruction to Karamonde. You will please pin this very information. I don't want too much text. Our people get bored easily. Give them this number with very few sentences. That the wife of the Islamic governor of Imo State is going to Texas, Houston to be precise, to launder money, to move money belonging to poor people. We want to stop this very movement from happening. We want to save that money. It belongs to poor people in the villages. It belongs to those without electricity. It belongs to those who cannot afford to buy pure water. Water in sachet. We need, as a matter of extreme urgency, to stop the looting of our national treasury. This is happening right now as we speak. We need to stop it immediately. Take down every post, every PRO, everybody responsible for managing any Facebook page or group under Radio Biafra, I want this information pinned immediately. We must call this hotel until they cancel the booking. Mrs. Hajia Okora Wasa, the wife of Malam Okorocha, whatever the idiot's name is, cannot take our money to America. That money must remain in Biafra land. If you don't make this call, your money will leave Imo State. P2B did it and got away with it. We can't allow it to happen anymore. As somebody said, it was Mbakwe. Now we are awake and agile. Now is the time for all of you to prove before the 30th of May that indeed there are Biafrans all over the world prepared to commit whatever it is to ensure the freedom of their people. You will call this number. You will jam that very hotel until they announce to me that they have cancelled it. Then we let them rest. Until then, we must bring it down completely. Because they are complicit in money laundering. They are indirectly killing our children. They are indirectly suffocating us. We have died enough. We have suffered enough. Only today we are reporting 3.5 million people dead, commemorated and remembered by Governor Godswill Akpabio. How many more are going to die before you do something? Is Boko Haram not killing you enough? Are you not starving enough in the village? Can you not pick up the phone and call your village and ask your mom or your dad, your uncle, how many dead bodies do we have from my village, my kindred in the mortuary? And they will tell you, are you going to keep quiet while they kill us even more? Through Okorocha and the wife. The answer is no, of course. You will call this number. The number once again is +1 713 977 7911. Tell this hotel in America to cancel this booking, that this hotel is providing a refuge and a haven for people starving children to death in Africa. This hotel must be mindful of their reputation, and they will cancel it. Unless they cancel it, we will keep bombarding them. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who's on the line. No, they cannot hear me. The call has not yet connected. I don't know, do we have somebody on Viber? No, we don't either.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I am Oka from Mike. I am calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Malaysians are good people and I love them. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Director, I am glad you picked my call today because I've been calling every day, but you're not responding to my call. So the reason why I am calling is I called the last time about all these so-called religious worshippers. You understand? Because that is my only area of concentration. The thing that bothers me most is that we, in this struggle that we are fighting for now, we are going to have so many sellouts, because to those of them that are religious worshippers, they are going to sell us to their pastors, to their pope, and all others. How? What do I mean by this? Is that since they are worshipping with those men that call themselves men of God, that are doing business in the name of God, claiming that they are men of God, and which will be coming to their church to come and worship and give them the little that we have to enrich their self and their universities and all other places that they are. And these our so-called people that are so ignorant, they don't know what they are doing, they will be going to that place to respond to them, pack their money and give it to them. The most painful thing here now is that we are doing this struggle, and you said that you have a vow that you are never going to tell lie in this struggle, that you are always going to keep to the truth. And this truth remains that the religious aspect must be preached. No matter how difficult they may say that we shouldn't talk about religion again, we must.
Yes.
We are going to have so many sellouts in this struggle. We are going to have so many sellouts. When their pastor called them, okay, you, my son, come. Please, that place that you are putting, and remove your hand from there. I don't want you to be part of that Biafra struggle again. They will respond. Oh, or you go there, get us their information, come and feed us on their information on how they are going. They will go, get our information, and go and feed their pastors and their reverend fathers. So this religious aspect, we are not going to stop talking about it, Director. Please, we must keep
talking on it. You, anybody that don't want to be part of the struggle, let them go. But we are going to keep talking on this religious aspect so that we will know the people that are Biafrans and the people that are religious worshippers.
That is correct. You have made a very valid point. People don't know why we do what we do. I said, I have studied Biafra for 18 years. I know why we failed before. Anybody showing any sign of weakness cannot come with us. If your allegiance is to your pastor, if your allegiance is to your religion and not Biafra, I will not work with you. You're not a Biafran.
It is director. Hello.
Yes.
Director.
Yes.
They either choose where they belong.
Simple.
To, either the religious aspect or their freedom. Because so many of them rely on their religion. They don't want their freedom. So those kind of people are not supposed to be with us. Let them be with their religion. Because we need our religion. We are talking about our religion. And they are here talking about we need our freedom. We are talking about our freedom. They are here talking about religion. Spoiling our head with religion and their so-called business pastors. They are all those pastors. All those their business pastors. They are all fools. They are all fools.
Yes, thank you very much. You are abundantly correct. Thank you very much for that clarity. They don't know that. Because what we are trying to do is to flush away some of these people. So that when the time comes, we will not have anybody running to their pastor and telling them our secret. Somebody can come and say, oh, yes, I believe in what you're saying. But the pastor said this, you know. I went for prayer request and the pastor said this. And once you speak to your Yoruba pastor, what do you think a Yoruba pastor is going to do with that information? We are finished. That is where we weed them out completely. The people we need in this struggle are very, very few. Number one person in your life is Chukwu Abiama, the God Supreme, most supreme God, followed by Biafra, and then your wife and your children, your father, your mother, if you like. If you place your mother, your father, your children before Biafra, we don't need you on the front line. If you place anything above Biafra and not Chukwu Abiama, we don't need you by our side. You are a sellout. You are a potential traitor. The only thing that matters is Biafra. Simple. Either Biafra or death. There is no in between. That is why we are here. And that is why we are going to get Biafra. If Akpabio can listen to us, why not you? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. I want everybody to call this hotel in America, in Texas, in Houston, and stop the laundering of our money to stop the Okorocha family from stealing money belonging to poor people and taking it there, empowering women in Texas. When Texas women should be coming to the villages to empower us. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying to call you for the past 5 days now.
The whole world tries to call Radio Biafra. Everybody wants to speak on the air. We are formidable.
Yeah, director. My name is Bruno Ikechukwu Ikenga from Amiibo in Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I live in Norway.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've contacted Lotachukwu and the rest of the coordinators that are working in Norway. So I'm part of them now, and I'm ready to join the force.
Because, wonderful.
I've been listening to you, and you have been you inspired me a lot. Because Nigeria is not a country. This is the reason why we run away from that country, director.
Yes.
Director, I was a myself member when I was 19 years old, when I was living in Onitsha with my uncle. A police squad in Onitsha killed my friend. They killed my friend Ikenna from Ozobro. Because we didn't have nothing to do, we didn't have no job, so myself was the only thing that we're supposed to be part of in order to achieve Biafra. And we thought it's going to be easier because Uwazirike did not tell us anything. We didn't have any good information. We were just running around protesting for nothing. Police were shooting us like we are not human beings. But after that incident, I managed to move away from Nigeria because I didn't want to live there. It was a zoo. I managed to move and live in Europe. So I have never been listening to anybody who talk like you. You are really the true son of Biafran land. I'm very proud of you. And I'm ready to join you in this cause and work as much as I can to make sure that I'm part of this struggle. Thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you very much. You are in safe hands. You are working with Evangelist Lotachukwu. So you are in safe hands. I believe that you came forward. is a testament to the work that we do. You were inspired and touched by Chukwu Abiama, by the spirit of Biafra, to step forward to serve your country. That is the only thing worthy of any human being to do. If you are not serving Biafra, you are not human. Because after Chukwu Abiama, the next thing is Biafra. Not your wife, not your children, not your father, not your mother, not your brothers, nor your sisters. Biafra is more important than life itself. Life is insignificant without Biafra. That is why everything we have, that is why everything we have become, we owe it all to the survival, we owe it all to the restoration, we owe it all to the reinstatement of the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are unstoppable. Our enemies should watch and see. They say I am harsh. Some inbox me saying I should tone down the way I abuse people. And I said to them, I'm not abusing you, I'm telling you the truth. Are you not a monkey? If you're not a monkey, then show me light in your village. Are you not an electrical engineer? How come you have no light? Don't you have crude oil? Don't you have coal? Don't you have wall-to-wall sunshine? Don't you have River Niger? Yet you have no electricity. It goes to show you are in the Zoological Republic, or affectionately known as the Baboon Republic, as somebody said. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is unending. Until Biafra comes, you give me your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Please proceed.
Good evening, all Biafrans. My name is Festus Unoka. I happen to be the servant of Biafran in Verona.
Yes.
I am the coordinator of Verona. I am from Asia and here in the local government in Biafra land. I want to say again, I greet all Biafrans wherever they are. I greet all the dictatorial board of Biafra from A to Z, for anybody that is working on the radio Biafra, for achievement of Biafra. Say, may God, Chukwu Abiama, bless you all.
You say?
I'm here this evening to announce to my fellow Biafrans living with me in my own environment, between the Italy as a whole, that we are going to be having our meeting on Sunday at the usual place we normally do our Biafran and Igbo meeting in San Massimo. And for more information, you would like to call this number 389-8845-447. I repeat, 389-8845-447. Or you call 3200-681-604. I repeat, 3200-681-604. Time is 4 o'clock. We are not using Africa or Nigeria time. This is Biafran time. 4 o'clock on dot. Thank you. And Director, I want to greet you once more. I want to congratulate you. I want to greet Chukwu Abiama for the protection and guidance he has been given unto you and the rest of the Biafrans. For I know that everybody that believes in Biafra, that is working under Biafra, instead of you to decrease, you will increase. That is what I believe. Because as I know, I have been in this struggle for several months and several years now. I know what God Chukwu Abiama have been doing in my family. So there is nothing anybody can tell me pertaining something between good and bad. When someone is saying the truth, you must know. And when someone is saying the lie, you must know. So this evening, Director, immediately you read this number of air that Ms. Rogers Okorocha is calling. I picked the number immediately, I ran. They are cutting my phone. They don't want to listen to me. I've tried to talk to them, they are cutting it. I've tried to talk to them, they are cutting it. That is just a little one.
They will change the phone number very soon.
They will change it.
Them, whatever they
are. Until they cancel this very event, somebody rang them and they said that there is no booking under Mrs. Okorocha. No, there is a summit, there is a meeting. When you call them, you tell them somebody booked this hotel for a women's empowerment summit. That is what we want you to cancel. Go and cancel that meeting. That meeting is involved in money laundering. They are moving money from starving African children and moving it to Texas, where they are already rich. We can't allow that to happen. If it happens, believe you me, I will doubt the devotion of Biafrans to this struggle. That very venue, I did not say that they are cut. They will cut your calls. You will keep calling them until this exchange melts down. I want your telephone to heat up and melt completely. They will not hold that function there. It won't happen.
So, thank you, Director. That is now back to where we are about the news of today.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
We should know, we all Biafra should know that the reason why we are here is to know that the resurrection of Biafra must come to stay and to stand.
You say?
Whatever we do, we must realize where we are heading to. And nothing else but Biafra. Nothing else but Biafra. I give a big kudos to our governor. One of our callers that said that is the president. Yes, if it is, let him be. You merit it. Because why? Let him be. And I will support and I will vote for him to be the president of Biafra when Biafra comes. Director, I will say every hand that is working together from A to Z, as I say, let every fuse fixed on the normal place and don't be distracted. I greet all Biafrans and I give kudos to my central coordinator, Michael Iranya. I say may God bless him. He's on his feet. And we are coming out on 30th. I believe Italy will ring the whole world. That director, you know quite all right who we are. We are the Italians and we are coming.
Of course.
Whatever they come, whatever they want, we will give to them. Let them know anybody that is coming from Nigeria to loot money to enter Italy. Director, give us the hotel. Give us the direction. Here it is. And we will deliver.
Yes.
Thank you very much and God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. I don't know what the laws are in Texas or what it is. In fact, they will not hold. So there's no need asking our people in the USA to go there to make sure that this thing do not hold. So there is no need. The hotel, by the time we finish with them, they will be so frightened that if you use the word Nigeria, tell this hotel not even to allow any booking from anybody from saying they're Nigerian. By the time we finish with them, if you tender your Nigerian passport when you go there, they will not give you booking. We must let them to understand that every Nigerian is a criminal. Anybody proudly answering to a Nigerian is a rogue. This hotel must be made aware of it. We will call them. You must continue calling them. Biafrans, if you relent, if you give up calling this hotel, I will personally know that you're not serious to get Biafra, that you are weak. And if we cannot stop this event from happening, how can you stop Boko Haram? How can you stop the Islamic army that will come against you? How can you stop the Christian countries that will support Islam to come and kill you? If we are brave, now is the time to show a little bit of it. Now, on the 30th of May, we then see how brave we are as a people. This moment, you must keep calling that hotel. Tell them that they have a summit. This is now going up everywhere. It is going up on all the pages. It is going up. You must tell everybody administering every page. They must know that there is this nonsense going on, money laundering going on. We must stop them. There is a money laundering conference summit going on in America, and I don't know why the American government is allowing all this money laundering summit from Africa, poor Africa, to be giving money to people in America, to be stealing more money from the people.
Karamonde, the information is not complete. I need the whole thing concerning this very event. Everything. I need the name of the event, Women's Empowerment Summit, to be hosted by this woman there. We want to stop it. People must call this very place until that switchboard no longer exists, until they change their number. Only Malaysia can do this. But we want everybody to be involved. Everybody must be involved. All hands must be on deck. This particular hotel must cancel this reservation. I am not going to give up on this. We must send a very clear example to the Malam that we are against him. He must know that. Yes, Christian Wosu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, very live and clear. I can hear you.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Director, I think I will really appreciate it if we get, because I did call the hotel and the information is not too clear. Because they said they don't know the person of that Okorocha or whoever, Nkechi or somebody. I think it would be wise if our brother who gave us this information tell us the exact date this thing will be held, so that we can make call and be very exact when we are calling this hotel. And secondly, Director, I think I will not defer to you as regards you not accepting our people to go to that place on that given day. I will not defer on this, sir. I will prepare that our people team up. National Coordinator of America should team up and mobilize these people on that given day. They should be there with their placards to destroy whatever event that's going.
Yes. But it will not hold. It will not hold.
Straight away, decorum. Long time we've been having a sense of purposes and it's not working. Yes, straight away, decorum. And how can a mayor, domestic appendage, where did she get the money from? To go and give an American, God knows whoever in America she stole money to. A mayor domestic appendage. Is she working? If she's working, how much is her salary? That she's taking millions of my own state money to go and give some kind of statue somewhere in the name of women empowerment. So, Director, please, I'm really pissed off. I must not differ. I will never differ with you on this issue, sir. Please, American people should go mobilize and disrupt that day. Nothing will hold. Nothing will hold. That is all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
As that date, this thing is going to hold, it will be of importance to us. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. The name of, if you're calling the hotel, please, Karamonde, take note, is Women's Economic Empowerment Summit. Women's Economic Empowerment Summit, scheduled to hold at this hotel on April the 11th and 12th, 2014. These 2 days, they plan to hold it there. April, there is a summit holding at this hotel on April the 11th and 12th. Very, very important. Very, very important. If you're calling the hotel, you say there is a summit going to be delivered by Nigerians. They are criminals and fraudsters. They are stealing money. This hotel, therefore, is complicit in the starvation and hunger of people in Biafra land, in a place called Imo State. Where the Islamic husband of this woman is presiding over decay and abominable deeds and evil. We must stop this. If we can't stop it, then we might as well pack our bags and go home. If you can't stop ordinary summit, how are you going to stop Boko Haram? How? Just tell me now. This is a test of strength. We must bring that hotel to its knees until they cancel this booking. They will hear about Biafra by force. They will cancel the booking. They must cancel it. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people are calling. Of course, they must call because we are here. People are. We have everybody on the line. We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, loud and clear. Loud and clear. Then I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
This is Radio Biafra. Yeah, this is Chinwoke Trevor Wonzo, an indigenous of Isia Langwa, Iye Autonomous Community in Isia Langwa, in Biafra land.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was able to get through the hotel and they hooked me up to the customer service and later transferred me to the reservation unit, and I spoke with them. They said that they have no reservation on that name, Okorocha, as at for tomorrow or next tomorrow. So I try to explain to them that it's useless making any reservation for anybody from Imo State or Nigeria thereabout, that they are all fraudulent and they are all money launderers. And I told them that there is no need for any sort of empowerment in the United States while women in Nigeria or in Africa, so to say, are lavishing in hunger, so that they are supporting the so-called laundry and the fraud in Africa. That I am personally going to report them to the Interpol, because I have done my own personal report. I'm making my preparation of my report here, and I'm going to forward it to the Interpol link on behalf of Radio Biafra and myself. I'm personally doing it for myself, not for even Radio Biafra. So I need a very complete information on that so-called summit and the so-called hotel, because I spoke with them for about 15 minutes and they were busy making searches for the reservation, which they could not find. So kindly let Mr. Christian and Mrs. Carol Monday to get us with the full information about the reservation and the person in whose name the reservation was made, so that we can be able to make our reports and have it very clear, and so that the Interpol will honor it, because I need to forward on this case.
Yes, that is what we are going to do. We are going to forward it. What we are asking them to do is for this very domestic servant not to go there, because she's not working.
Yes.
Where is she getting the money? Where did she get the money to be spreading about? If you are saying that your husband was a millionaire before he came to office, why did you not do women's empowerment before your husband became the governor? What stopped you from doing it? Did anybody stop you from going to Houston, Texas? The answer is no. We need more information. We need more information. We want to make it as clear as possible.
Yeah.
The reservation
can
was not made.
Information available on Facebook so that we can get to it and make our report.
Absolutely.
Very urgent, please.
Very, very urgent. The summit, when you call the hotel, you tell them that the summit is scheduled. They must have a reservation for a summit being attended to by a Nigerian woman on the 11th and 12th. It is there.
In case there are more people calling, if you call the hotel, they will tell you to connect to press 2. And when you follow the instructions, when you press 2, then you press 0 to talk to their reservation unit, so that you can cancel the reservation, because there are poor protocols there to make the calls. Let our people know that, please.
They should not just hang up. I can't, you know, that is why we fought a war for only 3 years and abandoned it. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. For each year we fought a war, Southern Sudan fought for 10 years. And they succeeded. When the war ended, we should have allowed Buff to go into the bush. We should have allowed the unit of Onwatuegbu to go into the bush to start guerrilla warfare. By now, we'll be free. They said, no. Happier, leave it to God. And today, we are still slaves.
Then Nandi, we are not leaving anything to God this time around. I don't have money as at the moment, but it doesn't make me poor. But I'm ready to fight with the last drop of my blood. I don't care. I got a son, and my wife is alive with my son, so they can take care of themselves. So I'm ready to die for my just cause. I'm just ready to die. That is why when I call, I let you know my profile. I don't care. Whoever is anywhere thinking of any nonsense can go ahead. But I'm telling you, I'm ready to die for this just cause. I'm just waiting upon Chukwu Abiyama to bless me, and I will definitely be in the war front of Biafra. I don't care. I don't really care. It is my just cause I'm fighting for. So I must do it. I don't mind whatever anybody is going to say about it. So let us proceed. If there are serious people, if there are only 10 serious people, Biafra is assured. This is what I can assure you. Bless Biafra.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra, and people are calling us. We have somebody on Viber. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live from Africa. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they are no longer there, I presume. They are not there. How about the one on Skype? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. My name is Amadi Anyehichukwu from Imo State, Umuaka.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
From India.
Go ahead.
Yes, I thank you once again for the things I have been hearing and you have been doing.
Yes.
I'm very, very glad, and I thank God that God will help you, give you wisdom and understanding for you to go on for this freedom. And I want to let you know that we are on your side, and I want to let you know that the India here, we are trying our best to make sure that we do everything to make sure that we are part of this freedom fight. And I'm praying that God will help you, protect you for everything. And I thank all the coordinators and everything, that God will help them in everything. And that is what my opinion. And I want to let you know that anytime, anything, I am there for the fighting. At least anytime for the fight, just let me know. I will be in Nigeria to defend my Biafra land.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Well spoken. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. You will give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Yes, I'm speaking to you. Please, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Please, go ahead. Please.
Good evening, Director from Moscow.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead. The world is listening.
I'm Raf Ndikom. From Moscow. I mean, I'm from Akumaka in Olu LGA.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, Director, what I want to plead with you is, I have been following the broadcast throughout the whole night, and many people have been saying a lot of things. Some people are imposing you to mellow it down. Actually, my plea to you is that please don't low anything down, because these people have pressed us to the wall. We don't need any mellow or any watered message, because many of us are victims of watered message. Personally, if you can remember, I have said several times what I passed through in my past life, both in Nigeria and also when I came here in Russia. I lose everything I have in Nigeria. I came here also because of the watered message. I still also make the same mistake in my life partner. And today, also what I'm saying today is because of this wrong message that was passed to us. And I make my own decision even before I came to know about Radio Biafra. I knew about Radio Biafra last summer through a friend of mine, Obi Okeke. Actually, the very day that the first day I listened to Radio Biafra, I know that this is an answer to my prayer, because after my divorce, after my pastor wife divorced me, that day when I was in a court alone, I don't have any brother, I don't have any sister, I don't have any person here, but they came, their relations, they came in the court and made false accusation against me. And then after all these things, they filed a case to claim all my belongings in Moscow. And today, my ex-wife, she's still a pastor. So what am I saying? I don't want to go detail. After the whole thing, I make up my mind that I will not enter any church. I tell God, if you are alive, you know that in Nigeria, I was a pastor. I have my own, and that is every week, I used to travel to village outside Umuahia to go and preach to my own parish. And I came here also, when I wanted to marry at home, the church didn't allow me to marry. They said because my wife, she is Osu. They didn't allow me. My family didn't allow me. They said the girl is Osu. So I tried everything. And then finally, I was also duped by my fellow pastor at home. That's what made me to live in Nigeria.
Yes.
And when I came here, because of the thing that already been impacted in me, I was still being so stupid and being brainwashed. I was still going to church. And it's the same the church that I met my wife, a pastor, that used my life in Moscow. So after the divorce, as I was saying, I make up my mind that I will not go to any church again. I tell God, if you are alive, I want you to show me the true way to worship you. Because if what we are following all this time is true, why all this happened to me? Happened to me at home here in Russia. Finally, I didn't go to any place till almost 3 years. Not until the day I was directed to listen to Radio Biafra. The first message that day, I hear about Chukwu Abiyama. And that thing took me back to my grandmother. In my life, the first person that speaks about Chukwu Abiyama is my grandmother. She's dead already for a long time. This woman, every morning, she wake up, start.
Yes, can you hear me?
She started calling Chukwu Abiyama. Yes, that time I was small and I don't know what it means. But I come to recollect all these things when I started listening to Radio Biafra. So actually, the message that you are giving to us is what we need, because we need the cleansing of our mind, our heart, our soul, so that we can be able to enter this promised land with people that are already prepared. So my prayer is that may Chukwu Abiyama bless you, our director, and bless all the friends of Biafra.
He said
that this pursuit of Biafra, it will be reality, and all of us will reach the promised land.
He said,
may God bless you.
He said, thank you very much for that. We welcome it. Here we preach the gospel without fear, because what we are doing is preparing you to go back to the way you are supposed to be, a land free of Osu, a land free of corruption. We are restoring our freedoms the way it used to be. There will be no child baby factory. There will be no slavery. Electricity will be a fundamental right. The right to clean water will be enshrined in law. In other words, if the state fails to provide clean water, to provide electricity, to provide shelter, to provide decent education, whoever is in charge of that department will go to prison. Do you think we're going to build rubbish as a country? Then the person must be mad. That is why we want to cleanse your mind, to clean it and purify it. After Chukwu Abiyama comes Biafra. If you put anything else before Biafra, you are not one of us. You can never be. You can stay by the sideline and watch and see what is going to happen. Because I said something before which I must repeat. That by the way Biafra will come, all of you will go and worship Chukwu Abiyama. You will know that is God. He has made things deliberately very, very difficult and impossible. So that when Biafra comes, you will know that it was not done by any act of man. It was done because he is God. People say we should remove. How can you remove? Do you know who we are as a people? Which other race on this earth named a human being Mado, the beauty of life? Which other race on this earth praise God with their name? Which other race on this earth, the land upon which they stand on is consecrated? And you ask me to remove God from this? The person must be mad. You removed God. You were worshipping idol for how many decades now? And you are slaves. Boko Haram are slaughtering you. Your daughters are prostitutes. Your men are prostitutes. They are everywhere scavenging for food. They are everywhere, even where they are not supposed to be. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Only the glory of Chukwu Abiyama can restore you to who you used to be. And the only path that can lead you there is truth and honesty, as propagated by this very platform, your own very radio station, your own very Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is not done. We must continue. The glory of God must prevail. That is why we are here. If Biafra doesn't come, that means he doesn't want his kingdom on this earth. And he said his words are yea and amen. Anything he says comes to pass, because he is supreme. Your name and where you're calling from, the caller on the coordinator's line, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Nandi.
Yes, please, your name, my dear brother, and where you're calling from.
You speaking to Isaac Chidera, PRO of South Africa.
Of South Africa, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I was so happy. Immediately I got the number, regarding about what I want to say is regarding about the number for the hotel. I rang them more than four times. They picked my phone. They keep hanging it.
You keep trying. Don't give up. Don't give up. I don't want us to send any unit into battle and they suffer a setback and they run back home and say, oh, we couldn't continue. Any assignment, any instruction, any command you're given, you keep going at it. We have asked you to call. You will keep calling until they take your call.
We cannot relent. We cannot relent. We cannot
stop. Simple. Simple and very, very short. Yes, loud and clear. Loud and very clear.
Okay. Even the changing the people that are answering the call, the guy will answer, a lady will answer. They said they don't have time to answer this call, to attend this call. I told them it's a friendly advice. Yes, you stop that reservation. Yes, you stop it. Because if they didn't do it, they are allowing African children to die of starvation. That is what they are doing. They hang up the phone. I'm very happy for this kind of strategy that comes up. Even in South Africa, if there's anybody that coming in South Africa, we don't care. We can be able to go there. Even if it's in anywhere, we can go there and disturb them. They have been using us. They have been useless in all of us. We scat all over the world. People are dying here. Police are killing everybody here in South Africa for nonsense, because of what they cause for us, the so-called politicians.
Yes.
And also, I'm very happy. And there's another thing I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I don't know about our general coordinator, our regional coordinator. There's something you mentioned on the broadcast of 6th,
yes,
of this month.
That her mother is dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he wasn't many of us don't know about that. Many of us don't know about that.
That is why you need to listen to. Of course, I accept that. But you know that she is highly stressed. She is highly stressed. You can imagine that.
Yeah.
She gave me the information and I decided to announce it.
For now.
Yes, so that everybody will be aware. And I must thank you for calling. And everybody must continue calling this very place. You must continue calling it until we break down their system or they abandon this fraudulent summit. The name of the summit is Women's Economic Empowerment Summit. That is the name of the summit. And if I am not, the name of the hotel is, let us see, what's the name of the hotel again? Is the Hilton Houston Southwest. Hilton Houston Southwest, that's the name of the hotel. Please, Chioma Amarelis, can you put this also, the name of the hotel? Can you also place it on every platform? You will also put it on my page. You will also put it on Radio Biafra platforms across the board, that people may know the name of the hotel. And our duty is to stop this summit from holding. If this summit goes ahead with the way it is intended, then I will know that we are not ready for Biafra. We have to shift our date from next year, 2015, to 2016. It means the cleansing and the work we are doing is not seeping through yet. We must continue. I must read out by way of a message from our dear brother, but before I do so, let us see if we can take this call.
Reservation manager, say your board of trustees on that hotel that the whole Africans are going to give you people a lawsuit on this issue. Do you hear me?
I like that. That is what people are actually allowing us to listen in on the conversations they are having with the hotel. People are calling the hotel. Keep calling them. As night falls in one part of the world, it is morning and daytime somewhere else. I cannot understand for the life of me why we should allow this hotel to even have a business day tomorrow. It's not their fault, we know. But after dealing with them now, any baboon from the zoo that approaches them, they will say no. Please, we must continue this very fight until the end. Because Biafra is the only thing we have. Without Biafra, we are nothing. Without Biafra, our essence is removed from us. Without Biafra, we are simply Hausa Fulani people. We must continue. And we have to bring this very program to an end. It's very exciting today. I know that some calamity did before the barrister himself. And tomorrow he will join us. He will join us tomorrow. I must thank all of you, those that called us, those that contributed. We like your contributions and the way you have made it. But I must say something here. Something that our brother said. Ugochukwu Oji said something, and I'm going to read it. He said, yes, I agree with you, Director, that these things must be confronted. He means the issue of people going to Yoruba churches. Anybody going to Yoruba church, kneeling in front of a Yoruba pastor, is lower than an animal. I must say that all the time because Yoruba pastors are criminals. One of them, Matthew Oshimolowe of KICC in London, have completed the purchase of a mansion in Kent worth £5.2 million. And you pay your tithe on Sunday, won't you? And your country is dying and suffering. You're telling me to call you a human being. You are less than a vermin in front of me. You are nothing to me. Those I value are those that put Biafra above everything else except Chukwu Abiama. Anything less than that, you're nothing to me. I don't need your friendship in GMEGIN. I need genuine Biafrans. Die hard to the core. They are the ones that will get the kingdom of God on this very earth. And that place is Biafra. He's saying here, yes, I agree with you, Director. All these things must be confronted in order to place our people in the right mindset for the struggle. But then, how will the use of insubordinate language achieve all of these things we wish to conquer? It's because your brain is not open enough. Your brain cannot understand the news. When CNN is reporting a news, oh, 200 people have been killed in Sokoto, it doesn't move you. Until I tell you that Chinyere was among those killed, that Chukwuemeka was among those killed, that Genikanwa was among those killed, then it will make sense to you. Because you're a baboon. That's why. We are making it very clear that a people that name their children Genikanwa are now selling their babies. Genekanwa in English language means what is greater than a child, because it's nothing. We are a very special people, and we want you to remain that way, lest the glory of God be removed from us. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of the program. I must thank those that called and those that didn't call. I don't know. I think Oforma is on the line. I am obliged to take his call. Chukwu, the Oforma is with me all the way from Canberra in Australia. He will speak before I close this program, please.
Yeah, hello, Director. More grace to your elbow. My name is Chukwu the Oforma. I'm calling from Australia. Director, I want to add one more thing that we need the website and the email address of that hotel. So if they stop picking the telephone, they will bombard. We will bombard them with emails, so that we will not give them rest until they cancel.
Oforma, there is one email. Agunwachukwu, before, I'm not cutting you short. Agunwachukwu is telling us that, Agunwachukwu, I need to know where you're calling from. He said, I called the hotel and the lady told me that the event has been cancelled and that she's no longer coming again. I don't know if how true this is. We want to verify it. The hotel has to issue an official statement saying that that very summit is no longer holding. It must be cancelled. We fail to cancel it. It means we are not ready for Biafra. Please continue.
Yes, this is all I want to add, and I want to congratulate you for endless effort you are putting. You are waking a lot of us up from slumber, and Chukwu Abiamu will continue to strengthen you. Continue hammering what you're hammering about religion, but we agree that when Biafra comes, we dedicate a special place to debate.
Yes, we'll build a place
for those on going to Yoruba pastor, kneeling down for a blessing. Yeah. Our people have to stop it. It's supposed to be opposite. They're supposed to be coming to us. We'll be praying to them, not we going to them. Water doesn't revise back. It flows one direction.
That is correct. That is correct. You are abundantly right. And thank you for that. On that very advisory note, and on that very wise note also, we must bring today's proceeding to an end. This is Radio Biafra. It's been really, really exciting serving you once again. I remain a servant of these very wonderful people. It is my job to speak the truth, and this truth must be spoken regardless of whose ox is God. We must ensure that the glory of God does not depart from our people. We must ensure that Biafra comes and comes very quickly. That is why we proclaim, as always, that this Biafra we talk about all the time is a religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, protect, and sustain each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Through the crucible unscathed, we